Just lovely. So it's Saturday night here. This is going to be our last time together before, this will be our last time together until next Saturday night. For those of you who have been watching our video cast during the week, this will be our last time together till next Saturday night. For those of you who just join us every Saturday night, there'll be no interruption, but we are on our way to Toronto tomorrow morning. And you'll see here the boatyard. This is the El Pacifico boatyard. To check this out, out behind our studios, and that's where the I think the Seabees and the Navy and some of those guys hang. Right now, the reason why I can't really use the boatyard as a green screen is because, or on the green screen, is because you can see there's a ship mast that comes right out of the top of my head. So I would have to sort of do this, and it's not really comfortable for me to do that. So I don't want to do that, you know. That's where that's at. So anyway, welcome to the program here tonight. And We're going to have on a reprise of Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who was talking with us about the helmet cam that he had. And I was just sort of practicing, Jay, because
Jay's got, you know, he's got a very Baltimore accent. A lot of people have identified a Jay accent as Baltimore. And there is obviously quite a bit of Baltimore there. I never heard, never thought about Baltimore when I first did Jay. I was thinking about Western Pennsylvania because I knew an awful lot of guys who were from it. I knew a lot of guys from Pittsburgh. And anyway, Jay's going to be on tonight. And one of the things
you're going to notice tonight is we're going to come out of the gate. We're going to really drop the shoe on these motherfuckers here, especially on Saturday night.
So we're going to come right out of the gate with just, right, what we did was, well, this is a helmet cam that we use. It was a training film. Law enforcement, as long as our intent is not to, our intent was to make sure, our intent was to produce a training film. The camera is in the window. If you leave your window open, and so we were videoing what we saw inside as a training film. I'm doing it from the perspective of a peeping Tom.
Doing it from the perspective of a peeping Tom. Okay. I'm going to have to switch to camera B, bud. Camera B?
Camera B.
Right. You know, because this one, the ship mast is like shooting right out of the top of my head. And even though it isn't really shooting out of the top of my head, I'm getting a fucking headache looking at it. So, I don't know, you know, what you want to do, how you want to change it, but it'll be a very interesting thing. And we'll do it in the DDRs. We'll just go back to our usual, there you go. I like this shot, man. This is beautiful. This is the sun is setting as it is right now, and the weather's been really nice. Boy, please, weather, hold out, because here at the old El Pacifico, here at the land of fog and sea lions, it can either be gorgeous like it is today, and it got that way about 1 o'clock, or it can be just socked in all day, and it sucks, and you might as well be living, it might as well be wintertime. Last summer was about the most depressing fucking summer I've ever spent here. It might as well have been autumn. It had the feel of winter and autumn. It was just all day long. And if you wanted to get any kind of sunshine, you know, and you wanted to get some sense that you were a living human being, you had to drive about 2 miles inland. I used to tell that story on the air, you know, when I was working up at KVEN back in the day. And it was one of those summers. We would drive, like, maybe a mile inland, and we'd find sunshine, you know. So, that's where that's at, man. So what do you guys think of this Casey Anthony bullshit, huh? That bitch is guilty.
Oh. Well, I don't know that Casey Anthony film. I think if you're peeking in a window, you could very much see a Casey Anthony strangling a child. And so, as a law enforcement officer, the intention's everything.
So that's what we put down there. The intention is everything. As a law enforcement officer, Ossifer, intent is everything. If it is my intent to get my cookies, then that is not sufficient. If it is my intent to
Lay me on the ground and climb me in the sky. Show me where to look. Tell me what will I find? What will I find? Yeah. 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 Whoa. Heaven, let your light shine.
What is this? What the fuck is this? Look at this. KPVR 94.1, Bowling Green, Missouri. Okay, that's fine. And the show that's on right now, Finding God in Physics. That's one of our affiliates. KPVR 94.1 FM, Bowling Green, Missouri. All right, that's fine. I mean, I got no problem with that, but finding God in physics? Holy Jesus!
Mm-mm-mm. You're dead, Red. Dead, dead, dead.
Fuck.
for my feet with my mind on the money that I've been making soon as I touch them streets. Things done changed on this side. Remember they used to thump, but now they blast, right? But it ain't no thing to me, cause now I'm what they call a low-dash OG. The little homies from the hood with grip are the ones I get with, cause I'm down the set trip. Nigga, I'm bigger than you, so what you wanna do? Didn't know he had a 22. Straight sitting behind his back, I grabbed his pockets and then I heard six caps. I fell to the ground with blood on my hands. I didn't understand how a nigga so young could bust a cap. I used to be the same way back. I guess that's what I get for trying to jack the little homies for they thrill.
Me like me, me think something about me. See from the street me, how come I'm what I come to be? Little ghetto boy playing in the ghetto street.
Yeah, that's great. Ghetto boy playing in the ghetto street's great.
What you gonna do when you
great. I don't relate to that. I like the rhythm.
Something for the real OGs to get with. Some facts made, I made. Now you running, but I'm played like every single day. Really though, you know me, I'm the smooth macadamia. Gaming them for my home. No need in being calm if you pack right. And learning just enough to keep your sack right. Late nights, I wonder what they getting for. Early morning on the corners, what they hitting for. Seven young G's, put they serve down. In the G-Ride, east side, where they swerve now. Not thinking about what's really going on. Got crept on, stepped on, now they gone. I spent 4 years in the county with nothing but convicts around me. But now I'm back at the pound and we expose ways for the youth to survive. Some think it's wrong, but we tend to think it's right. So make all them ends you can make. Cause when you're broke, you break. Check it out. So ain't no need for your mama to trip, cause you's a hustling ass youngster clocking your grill.
Now me gonna make all the as you can see, tell I don't cheat, but life will always swim into me. A little ghetto boy playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face.
Alright, now I gotta get off this. This frickin' thing is fucking head is coming out of my head, man. Thank you very much. That was the wonderful Ed with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and Little Ghetto Boy here on 25.3 FM Love Radio. And I'm Ben Bernanke. You know what would be great is if you played that kind of music in Palm Springs, and I would hire cats like Pete Forgione. See, I don't know if Pete's still on out there. Pete and I were on together in Orlando years and years ago. We were on a station called WKIS. And Pete was an older guy than me. I'd say he was in his 30s at the time. I was in my 20s, so Pete's got to be up there. And he's talk about pipes. I worked with some guys back in the day that had just beautiful voices, man. I mean, you can't even imagine. You know, some people compliment me. My voice is kind of trashed from all the shit that I've done to it. You know, I can get into that groove. You know, I can do that whole and Kiss FM, and that was, you know, whoever, Michael McDonald and Sweet Freedom. All right, let's try and, you know, let me try and unzip my fly, and my penis is caught in the zipper here. But Pete and guys like Jerry Gordon, Jerry had this voice. It was like the voice of God. It was like the voice of God after he'd, excuse me, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but the voice of God after he'd taken a really good dump. You know, he's just like, I'm God. I don't know how to describe it. So I would dig getting Pete, Jerry, a whole bunch of guys with that real Palm Springs sound. You know, if you go out to Palm Springs, and I'm sure there's a lot of communities where they're, you know, we have our older citizens. And, you know, those cats, they're into listening to the older Perry Como. I don't know. So I would love to put a station on the air that played hip-hop, but I had just golden-throated dudes, you know. And that was Snoop Dogg and Little Ghetto Boy. And before that, of course, the mellifluous sounds of Lil' Kim and you know, whatever the fuck, and Sister Soldier, and like that. All right, it's about 22 minutes after the hour. I don't know. Do you think that old folks would listen to that if they had a friendly voice to... Well, I don't know. All right. Getting back to...
Jay Sanders here, Citizen Talk Jury Police. What we did... that was a confrontation we had with a homeowner who had come around the corner. He had seen it. I identified myself with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We did have on a blue armband. And
you had a camera, and it was in the bedroom window of this man's wife.
We had a camera that was certainly not in a bedroom window, Phil.
But it was mounted on a helmet?
It was mounted on a helmet I was wearing. We had the camera pointed through an opening in a curtain. The reason why we were doing this, Phil, is we were filming a training episode, a training film for, you know, shit like that. You know?
Why do I want to smack you across the face?
I don't know. Why do you?
Because your voice is just... If you were standing in front of me right now, Jay, I'd punch you.
Well, okay, that's what you think you do. I think you want to play it like that, we can play it like that. You know? I'll play it any way you want to play it. Yeah.
Really? You'll play it any way I want to play it? How about if I just, you know, beat your ass, and then what would you do?
Well, Phil, I really don't think it would get to that point. I think it probably... You fucking prick.
Who's your favorite singer?
Lyle
Lovett, okay. And I'm doing this for Matt Winston, by the way. Matt used to request this. Say, who's your favorite singer?
Lyle Lovett.
Okay, and who's your favorite actress?
Lindsay Lohan.
All right. So if you saw the two of them, what would you do?
Are you kidding me? If I saw Lyle Lovett and Lindsay Lohan, I'd probably want to go... I'd probably want to go get an autograph.
Matt used to say, just give it up, man. You can't say that letter. You can't say L.
You can't say L.
All right, so the mellifluous sounds of Little Ghetto Boy there. That's the sound of Snoop Dogg here on 21.2 FM, Your Mama 2. Now, it's about, let's take a look at the time now. It's 17 minutes before the hour here on just beautiful music for Palm Springs and the entire Coachella Valley. All right, time now for Snoop Dogg, and Dr. Dre joins him here on Lil Ghetto Boy on KKKKKKO. Palm Springs, Coachella, Indio, Palm Desert, Indio, Palm Desert Center, Desert Center, Indio Desert Center, Palm, Arizona. So here I am. Okay, now I'll do that. Now I'll do the opening of that with a white guy who's just opened his window up. You know.
So, all of you Africans, all of you Africans,
hey! 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 Get the fuck! Hey, you! You're under my window! Under my window! Under my window! Yes! I'm going to come down there! You want me to bring the hoop to the Marines? I got the fucking Marines here in my closet. You're under my window. I can't sleep under my window. Really? Okay, well, wish is coming true, man.
Jumped out my bed. I'm in a two-man cell.
Now that's better.
Murder was the case that they gave me.
Why did you let that guy sing in the first place?
I'm only 18, so I'm a young buck. It's a ride. If I don't scrap, I'm getting stuck.
I'm sure guy's asleep. All right, so.
Jay Sanders here, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Join me tonight on a Phil Henry show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and I'll be on air and everything. You wait, you watch. You know, you'll see. You'll know. You'll see, and then you'll know. Shit.
That's right, man. All right, let's see. That, and then the other one we're going to do is we're going to bring back Justin McElroy. We're hopeful that we have an opportunity to bring back Justin, because sometimes, especially when we do the KFI show, we go 2 hours. But Justin was, I liked him, and I liked David G. Hall. And what they was doing, you know. I know what I got to do, man. I got to get my news here. Take a look and see what's been going on in the news. We'll be right back as we take a look at our news here. We'll be right back for just a little bit more here in a moment.
What is it tonight?
The Phil Hendry Show. Live from the El Pacifico. We'll be with you in just a moment. Phil's got to download some news. Fucking hell, okay. God damn it. Okay. New York legislature passes the gay bill, you know. I know it's an uncomfortable topic for a lot of people. I, you know, personally, it's no sweat off of me because I was born straight, white, and good looking. But you know, I've always had a soft spot for the underdog. I've always rooted for the underdog in my life, and I guess it's because, to be honest with you, I've always been a goddamn underdog. You know, as we all have in differing ways, right? So that's been my thing. It's nothing more heavy than that. Okay, now let me, there's another one here that says, wave of lawsuits over seats hit retail stores. People don't have a place to sit when they go into some of these goddamn stores. Not the people that work the cash registers and the people that are working at the checkout line, they don't have anywhere to sit. And so they wind up obviously dead tired. Some of them, you can have physical problems. Let me tell you something, coming from this experience, I don't know how many of you have ever had a bad back, or if you've had a bad back, then it stayed with you your whole life. Otherwise, it's not really a bad back. Otherwise, you can have a back sprain that goes away, and it doesn't really bother you. But if you've got a chronically bad back, you know what I'm talking about. A back injured so severely that it stays with you for your whole life. And that's the kind of back that I've had. And if you're standing, it's fucking hell, man. There's just no, I can't even describe it. If you're constantly fucking standing. Now, one thing that is good for a bad back is walking. So if I had a job and I had a bad back and I was walking all the time, and I think it's one of the reasons when I was in construction and I would injure my back, go to the hospital or go to the doctor, I'd get a shot of something, which would eventually loosen my back up. I go back to work the next day, and I would be pretty much okay. And I think it was because I would be doing two things. I'd be taking it easier, knowing that I had a bad back. The guys that I worked with, I wouldn't have to do such strenuous work that day. But I'd also be walking a lot. And as a result of the walking, I think it helped me literally survive working the construction game, you know, just as a laborer for as long as I did, even though I had this back that, quite frankly, was fucked up by. This is Eric.
Eric, how you doing, man? Back in town?
already.
Sorry, Rondo, I don't know if you were talking to me or whatever, but...
I was talking to my agent.
I don't know. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Delta adopts Saudi Arabian Airlines no Jew policy. This is such an outrage, in my opinion. I know a lot of people don't quite get it, but Delta Airlines is explaining it away this way. You know, if you haven't heard about it, Delta Airlines is partnering with Saudi Arabia Airlines, and they now have flights going into Saudi Arabia. There's only one problem. Saudi Arabia does not accept into their country anybody of Israeli citizenship or anyone who's Jewish. They don't let them into the country. Now, Delta Airlines, and rightfully so, says the following thing. We're not keeping Jews off of the plane. We are flying people to Saudi Arabia who have obtained a visa. So you don't go to Delta to get a visa. You go to the Saudi Arabian consulate or you go to the Saudi Arabian embassy to get your visa. So you never really have to dirty up the marvelous people at Delta Airlines. See? The world's smelliest man. I don't see where this is, man. The world's smelliest man. The fuck? This fucking newspaper, man. The Daily Mail, is that it? What a weird fucking paper. Farmers not had a wash in 37 years. There's no story here for that. Check this out. Did you guys hear about this? Glastonbury organizers were accused yesterday of using heavy-handed tactics against demonstrators who tried to embarrass U2 during the rock group's debut at the festival. Activists on the 26th of June, activists from protest group Art Uncut made their point by unfurling a 25-meter inflatable balloon bearing the slogan "You pay tax too" in front of 50,000 fans. Basically, they were saying that Bobby, Kate Moss is hanging out with some pretty hanky-looking dudes, man. That cat has not paid his fucking taxes! Fuck it. I don't give a shit. I ain't got to tweet that. Look at me fucking around with Twitter. Who cares? All right. Boy, I'll tell you, man. It gets harder and harder. It's probably because I'm more blind than ever before. I can't find where the print feature is on these stories any longer. Where is the print feature on this, Father? You guys there? KFI? KFI, you there? Shit. Where are they? Hello, KFI? Hello, KFI? Hello, KFI, you there? Well, it's 7 o'clock, man. KFI, are you there? Maybe I won't hear him until I come on with the news. I don't know.
Hey, Phil, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Sorry, man.
That's all right.
I'm going to put the show back in your headphones.
You got it.
To survive.
And we're coming back.
And okay.
And so was our house.
I mean to be
our
so
policy
rushed
with the California Earthquake
right.
Authority gave us the financial strength.
Are we
to
are we on the air, you're saying, or are they doing news?
Insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
We're for going spots, and then he's going to come back to weather and then to you.
You got it.
California Earthquake Authority, the strength to rebuild.
Mini boot to bonnet, no cost maintenance is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. The Earth is 25,000 miles around. So, take I-5 south to Ecuador, left at Brazil, ferry to Gabon, then rally across Africa, ferry to Indonesia, motor through there, ferry back to Ecuador, up Central America, past Mexico, and back to Cali. You've still got 11,000 miles left of mini boot to bonnet, no cost maintenance. One of the best programs
well,
in its class. Or just drive on PCH. Almost as fun.
Now, lease a 2011 Mini Cooper Hardtop for $199 per month for 36 months. Learn more at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
That is true.
Every year since 1906, baseball fans in Fairbanks, Alaska have come out for the traditional midnight sun baseball game. The game's played without the lights on because during the summer solstice, it stays lit almost 24 hours a day. But for the first time in its 105-year existence, umpires postponed the game because the visiting team complained it was too dark. When play picked up the next day, the Gold Panners of Anchorage beat the complaining team, the Waves of Oceanside, California, by a score of 2-1. Just play the game. Southland weather from KFI. Some low clouds and fog moving into the Southland this evening. Lows in the upper 50s, clearing to sunny skies again tomorrow, much like it was today. Temperature-wise, highs in the mid-60s at the beaches, mid-70s, metro L.A., Orange County, around 80 in the valleys. Then clear and a little bit hotter on Monday to start the week, highs in the mid-80s. Right now in Dana Point, 69, Cypress, 72, Pasadena, 76, Hacienda Heights, 74 degrees. For breaking news, send right to your phone. Text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We are here every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. News talk and information show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch on this show. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they shan't, they can't, they won't, so they don't. My young brothers and sisters, and welcome to our program here this evening. We will be starting off with a special guest talking about what are the rights of police when it comes to enforcement, as opposed to what are your rights, and what is enforcement, as opposed to a violation of the law, a clear violation not only of the law, but of your particular individual constitutional rights. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI. That's 1-800-5201-KFI. And we're online at philhendryshow.com, as we are every Saturday night with our Phil TV in HD. You can check out our video cast there, as this evening we are broadcasting or webcasting online. Also, of course, KFI AM 640 has the podcast of this show, and you can enjoy it there at KFIAM640.com. Jay Santos is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, an organization of men and women formed in 1999 as an auxiliary, not a vigilante, not a neighborhood watch, an auxiliary police force. Your intent, Jay, as you articulated it, was to look over the shoulder of the police to make sure that they were doing what they should be doing, to assist them in things that they're not doing very well, the attitude being that they could do better. Is that it?
I think that's fair assessment, Phil. I think that we can all do better in life. I think we all probably benefit from the aid and assistance of others who are meaning well and want to help us do better, and that's what Citizens Auxiliary Police is all about. We've had in our area, the South Bay, where we are in Torrance, we've had problems with individuals who have been breaking into homes on a lesser level, but no less frightening. We've had individuals who have been spotted stalking in yards, people who have looked like they've attempted to break in. We have people who've been trespassing. So when we came up with the idea of this training film, which was a training film from the point of view of the perpetrator.
All right, well, let me just interrupt you. You have a training film you're showing to young sub-commanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police of the perpetrator's point of view. This was filmed by you and this man, Newton?
Major Elvis Newton, yes, sir.
And you were going through yards looking in windows.
What we were doing, if I can back up, is we were looking at what does a perpetrator see? What does an individual who is looking in bedroom windows or someone who is stalking along the sides of a house, what do they see? What is their point of view? This helps train our young sub-commanders you mentioned. It helps train them in where to spot these people, where are they, what are they looking for. So from the perpetrator's point of view, we went into a number of yards, I think about a half a dozen different yards in Torrance and surrounding areas, going bedroom window to bedroom window. That's correct.
And all right. Now here's the question, and you've been asked this question a million times. What happened when confronted? Weren't you confronted at least once?
We were confronted by one homeowner. It was the husband of a woman who was, at that time, we had been videoing for probably about 30 seconds. When he came around the side of the house and spotted us, we identified ourselves as members of Citizens Auxiliary Police. He attempted to make a little bit of a scene, asking us, were we police officers? We said we were auxiliary police officers, and I said that it's all intent. And he was thinking that he was going to call police. And I said to him, well, our intent. And I said, well, just a moment. I detained him. And
you detained him from going inside the house to call the police?
Yes, I did, because he was going off before I could give the explanation. So I did then detain him.
And when you detained him and told him what?
I told him that our intent was not to stare at his wife in any prurient way. Our intent was to film a training video for the young trainees that want to be a part of the Citizens Auxiliary Police now going on its 14th year. And so when he was about to turn and go into the house to call the police, I very gently restrained him, holding his arm. Subcommander Gleason held the other arm. I said, let me just explain. Our intent is not to look at your wife, but to get this training film. And I will tell you this. We offered to let him watch some of the footage. He did, came back into the truck where Major Newton was. And
now, this Major Elvis Newton is back in the truck looking at this footage.
Yes, he is. He's looking at it. He is rewinding, checking scenes that we're going to use for training. He came back. This gentleman came back, looked at the footage, and I pointed out to him very graphically. I said, you can see what your wife is doing here. And it was not that she had left a window open so much as she had thought she had closed the window. And this is something I really want to point out to all women who are listening right now. You may think you've got a bedroom window closed, but you don't know that there might be a curtain or there might be a blind or there might be something that's raised up. That we, for instance, in this instance, Phil, she had the curtain had caught on a lamp. So I was able to get down and look up and angle the camera into a mirror, and there it was. You know, it's pretty. I told him, yeah, it's pretty graphic. And then he came back, he saw. And
pretty graphic.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jay Sanis is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, 1-800-520-1KFI. So this guy catches you.
Hold on. He didn't catch us doing anything, Phil. He saw us. He might have thought he had caught us doing something, but in point of fact, he observed us. He didn't catch us because we were not engaged in anything that you're going to go before a district attorney.
Well, was it illegal? See, Jay, this is the thing.
No, I'm telling you right now.
No, this is the thing that I'm talking. Was it illegal or was it, you know, not illegal?
It's not. What we were doing is filming a training film for our officers. We're going bedroom window to bedroom window. We're going along the edges of these houses with this helmet cam.
And now, you've got a, when you call it a helmet cam, this is what?
It is a camera that is mounted to a helmet that I am wearing. We have a remote. It is a USB connection back to a truck where Major Elvis Newton is there monitoring, using two monitors, what we are filming. And this eventually is cut back into a video that we use as a training film for our young officers. We've got a big problem, Phil, in the South Bay with individuals looking in bedroom windows.
All right, but here is the thing that you tell. You're talking to a husband who's come around the corner and he sees you. He turns to go back in the house to call the police, and you, quote, gently restrain him and tell him that, no, we're not breaking the law. It's our intent, and that's what's important here.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
And what if he didn't buy that? What if he said, you know what, I don't believe that. I think what you're doing is breaking the law. I am now going to go and call the police.
Well, at that particular point, then, we would have to then advise him that we needed to detain him to do a secondary explanation.
And what is a secondary explanation?
That's obviously the man did not understand his first time. So what we do then is say to him, you know, you don't quite get it. Let me run at this again. I am a citizen's auxiliary police. I have a blue armband. I'm wearing the uniform. I have a pith helmet, et cetera, so on and so forth. We're not here to look at your wife, although I have to tell you, Phil, the footage we got, and I will at this time tell you, is very graphic.
And all right, well, that's fine. All the more reason for this guy to call the cops, don't you think?
No, not all the more reason. No, all the more reason for him to listen to me as I tell him that we, our intent was not to, get our cookies and get all excited and everything. Our intent was to.
No, I understand. Your intent was to film this training video. But the point is legal, illegal is illegal. If you're on that guy's property, he turns to go in the house. Did you restrain this guy? Did you keep him from doing something?
Well, we told him that we were going to explain to him. I'm not exactly understanding your questions. And I'm not exactly comfortable with him.
Well, what I'm saying is, if this man turned to go into his house and and call the police, did you keep him from doing that?
No. I put two fingers, and this is what we call a citizen's auxiliary police restraint move. I just held two fingers up near his shoulder that he could see, almost as if to say, hold up. I didn't touch him, didn't lay a finger on him. But the two-finger restraint is where you're letting him know, and that's when he slowed down and stopped, and I talked to him.
That's when you talked to him and you told him that your intent was to film a training video showing the point of view of a perpetrator. I want to ask you this question when we come back, and we'll take some phone calls too. 1-800-520-1KFIJ. When we come back, I want to ask you how this actually helps train a young auxiliary police officer in interdicting or otherwise stopping peeping Toms. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with us. They filmed a training video, so they say, and they were actually with a helmet cam going from bedroom window to bedroom window, videoing what they could through the window. 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1534, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on this Saturday night on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on our first summer edition of the KFI Sunday Morning News, is anybody happy about the president's plan for Afghanistan? Why state lawmakers won't get payroll and why Frank McCourt won't make payroll? Plus, the 9 news nuggets you need to know tomorrow morning starting at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
Tasting a Sabra dip for the first time can be a bit like listening to a new piece of world music.
You're trying to make me look like an ass.
No, I'm not trying to make you look like an ass. What does this mean, the two-finger restraint?
Some Asian flavor. You just do this, you go, like that. And that causes them to go, whoa.
Let's punch it up with some Latin spice.
Uh-huh. And that meant you had to do a secondary explanation.
That is our secondary explanation. So maybe you don't get it. Let me just, take another run at this. I need pith helmet.
Still missing something.
Blue armband. I'm a good guy. I don't want a bad
there
guy.
We
I'm
go.
A good guy. Well, I think you're full of shit.
Tasting some.
Hey, Phil.
Inspired
Yo.
By the fresh, delicious flavors of the world.
Hey, are you ready to answer questions from, retired LAPD of where you're from and how you're...
Yo, yeah.
License
yeah.
and stuff?
Yeah, lay it on me.
Adventure awaits.
All right, cool.
Discover our new delicious flavors. Basil pesto and buffalo style. Find them in the refrigerated section of your local grocer today.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 7:30, skid marks apparently show the big rig driver did see the train coming, and cops can look at your cell phone without a warrant. Traffic presented by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel, crash in Boyle Heights.
On the 5 North before Cesar Chavez, there's a crash blocking the right lane. Traffic is slow from Indiana Street. Southbound side is slow from Paramount Boulevard to Firestone Boulevard. In Mid-City on the 10 East before Robertson, that earlier crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder. Traffic is slow from Exposition Boulevard to Fairfax Avenue. 110 North is going to be slow from the 10 to the 101. In the Cahuenga Pass, 101 South is slow from Vineland Avenue to the 110. Northbound side has pockets of slowing from the 5 to Melrose Avenue and then again from the 170 to Havenhurst. Culver City 405 North is slow from Culver Boulevard to Getty Center Drive. KFI Traffic is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. I'm David Pinson.
You don't have to have superpowers to be a hero. Just make sure everyone on your boat wears a life jacket. It could save their lives. The California Department of Boating and Waterways. If it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
The show that changed musical theater forever is now 25 years young. Experience Les Miserables in a spectacular new production as you've never seen it before. Dazzlingly different. The London Times hails a five-star hit, astonishingly powerful. Les Miserables is now at the Amundsen Theater through July 31st only. Call for tickets today or visit AmundsenTheater.org.
Take a look at your name, your business on the internet. What do you see? Negative information? A negative blog? You may not even realize the extent of the damage, but I've seen how one blog post can really hurt a career, can really destroy a reputation. Now, some people won't even bother telling you about what they saw. They'll just simply ignore you. And Google may very well determine what people think about you. And by the way, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. It's still rotten when negative things come up about you, which is why so many entrepreneurs, doctors, lawyers, contractors, executives are turning to Reputation.com. Reputation.com lets you take control of what the internet says about you. Through their technology and professional writing team, they create and publish the information you want people to see. Call 888-503-5555, 888-503-5555. Reputation.com.
Businessmen associate. Puppies fraternize. What you'll be doing with your favorite artist is just chilling out, man.
Go to KFIAM640.com, keyword hope, to bid on a meet and greet with Barry Manilow in Las Vegas. Proceeds go to Play for Life in support of City of Hope Cancer Research.
Want to go out this weekend? Find great ideas and family events at KFIAM640.com, keyword calendar.
Hey, Steve, you want to get together today after work?
No, not today. I'm going to watch my criminal law class.
How can you go to law school? You're on the road so much.
It's Abraham Lincoln University School of Law. I listened to part of the criminal law lecture while I drove to work this morning.
Are you kidding?
No, this is an online law school. Abraham Lincoln University is right here in L.A.
I dropped the ball earlier at work.
Saturdays, but mostly I attend online.
Buddy or Matthew, huh?
It has everything recorded so I can listen or watch it anytime. Check it out at ALU.edu.
Which guy do you think, Buddy or Matthew?
Give them a call at 213-252-5100.
I'm sorry, Matthew.
I always thought about being a lawyer, but isn't it expensive?
Well, it's way more affordable than a traditional law school.
Is this something new?
No, actually, Abraham Lincoln University School of Law has been around for 15 years. The school has over 100 lawyers in California.
Okay, did you say ALU.edu?
Right. The number is 213-252-5100. That's 213-252-5100.
Got it. I'm going to go call them right now.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. And if you're one of them, listen carefully here. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with these newer cars, you can't even tell if you need transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or your check engine light is on, there's only one place I would recommend. You got it, my friends at AAMCO. And for limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr., either one is fine, and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding, or because half of the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair, up to $100 off. Take care of it now or pay for it later. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO or log on right now to AmcoSoCal.com. That's AAMCO. AMCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time offer. Participating centers only.
Right, well.
Always in the fast lane. KFI.
AM 640. 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and a good Saturday night to you. This world-famous Phil Hendry show every Saturday night till 10 o'clock here on KFI AM 640. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The controversy erupted, Jay, when you were confronted by the homeowner. Your group is not an official police agency. I understand that you are auxiliary, that in essence volunteer.
I think that's where the confusion comes in. We're not no, you always say, Phil, we're not no neighborhood watch. Okay, I just want to kind of lay that out. We're not no neighborhood watch. We are an auxiliary police agency, and we had a bad rash of peeping toms, and so we had to sort of take the bull by the horns, and I had to get in there. I had to do some dirty work. I had to put on a helmet cam, go window to window, say, okay, what are they seeing? What are these women, what, are they putting on a show every night? What's going on here?
And, well, I mean, that's dangerous to think that way and to talk that way.
No, I understand. I'm not blaming the women. But by the same token, if they're putting on some kind of a peekaboo.
All right, let me get to some phone calls. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. Matthew in Chino Hills, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you'd done that at my house, I've had people come around and be looking in my yard. I go out with my baseball bat, you know, to defend myself because I don't know who's out there because they don't have permission to be on my yard. I don't care who you are. Even a cop has to have permission. They have to be invited or with a warrant to come onto property.
Well, I doubt you'd take a baseball bat to a police officer, sir. Would you take a baseball bat to a police officer?
You're not a police officer. You're not a police officer.
If it was a police officer, would you take a baseball bat to him?
I have carried him out when I've had cops in my yard.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good way to die. It's a good day to die. Good day to die.
What does that mean, it's a good day to die?
Well, that man comes with a baseball bat against a police officer who's armed. Could be undercover. You know? I mean, he wouldn't even know what hit him.
Well, what are you telling this guy?
I'm not coming out swinging. Okay, I'm coming out with a bat in my hand to show that whoever is in my yard, hey, I'm there, I'm going to defend myself. They need to identify themselves, tell them what the hell they're doing in my yard.
Right.
And what's going on.
Well, sir, and I'm not pointing a camera at you. I got a camera pointed in a bedroom window.
It's illegal. Okay, what's to stop a peeping Tom, you know, who has a video camera, and the cop comes up, confronts him, and says, oh, I'm making a training video. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
The same
thing. It's not the
you
same
did
thing.
Not have permission. You did not have permission to be on the yard.
Well, first of all, I'm not pointing the camera at you. I got the camera pointed in a bedroom window. You come out and hit me with a baseball bat. Why? I wasn't filming you.
I didn't. And I'm sure the lady who you took pictures of would really appreciate that.
I'm sure. I'll tell you what they appreciated. They appreciate us out there trying to find out, trying to get to the bottom of why we had peeping Toms in the area. And what did we find out? I'll tell you what we found out. Lady had a part of a curtain up, and I will be perfectly honest with you.
You couldn't get permission from the property owner?
Well, if I get permission, that means they know there's going to be this training film, and so it's, you understand? So there's no surprise factor.
So there's no surprise factor, meaning what?
Meaning peeping Toms don't call up and ask permission, do they?
Wow.
Well, no, they don't. By the same token, in order for us to get rid of robbery and mugging, we don't have undercover cops mugging people, do we? We have them out there trying to stop people that mug.
Well, maybe that's why, Mr. Henry, we've got a crime problem that can't seem to abate because our police officers need a little bit of help. That's what Citizens Auxiliary Police is all about.
All right, listen, Matthew, thank you for your call. Our number is 1-800-520-KFI, 1-800-520-1534. Let's go over to Buddy, who is a retired Los Angeles police officer. Go ahead, Buddy.
Well, I was a retired police officer in Orange County, but what I wanted to say, Phil, is, number one, as far as I know, there is no such thing legally as being an auxiliary police officer in the state of California. You're either a police officer, a reserve police officer, a technical reserve police officer, but there are no auxiliary police officers.
I can't be a citizen who is interested in law enforcement? Not allowed to do that?
You can be interested in law enforcement,
okay,
but you can't run your own law enforcement agency, which it sounds like you're trying to do. That's number one. Number two, There's a law in the state of California called 647G. That's prowling in the night.
Well,
normally
that doesn't apply to me.
It might have. If I had been the officer on the scene, and I'll give you a reason why. Number one, we normally use that for somebody who is like a known burglar or maybe a known rapist, but they haven't done anything. They're on your property, and we don't want to arrest for trespassing.
We're wasting time here.
Will you let the man explain?
And you specifically have said, sir, that you are looking in windows, okay?
Of course.
I would probably go ahead and take you just for that.
You would take me while I'm doing a training film trying to, excuse me for saying this, sir, trying to figure out why you guys can't do your job. And I'm getting arrested. That's fantastic. Boy, that's great. Thanks a lot for that. Thank you very much for that.
Whoa. Let him, you know.
He's putting me in irons while there's a guy out there getting his cookies with the peekaboo.
Yeah?
No. Look. Police officers doing all that they can. If, in fact, what you're saying, the city of Torrance is having a problem with peeping Toms, I've never been on a peeping Tom call. I have been on attempted burglary, attempted rape. That's normally what these people are showing up for.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
You would obviously believe that the Torrance Police Department would be conducting their own surveillance with their own detectives, and they don't need you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, whatever you say.
And you have a camera, and
whatever
you're taking
you say,
pictures
cowboy.
Of women inside their windows
right.
that could be compromising pictures, you need to go to jail.
Sir, you bet they are compromising. I showed this one husband. His wife's in there grooming herself.
All right, okay. I don't want the particulars, because quite frankly, now that you're telling me this lady, was she unclothed? Was she undressed?
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't know where you've been, but you can't quite groom yourself.
All right, okay. So in other words, what this man just said is true. You got pictures there of a naked woman.
And I showed them to her husband. And I would show them to this guy here, whoever this guy is, buddy, and I'd say, here, buddy, here's a job you're not doing. I got to do it for you. Say, look at that.
I'll tell you the truth.
Look at that, right there.
I would be telling the citizens to sue you. Not only would I arrest you, I'd tell them to sue you and your organization if you've got one.
Well, you're not a lawyer, so I don't know. Yeah, see, that's kind of iffy.
I don't need to be a lawyer. Sir Phil Henry would agree with me that this is ridiculous.
I would probably sue you for giving them legal advice what you don't know about, see?
No, he's a police officer. He's welcome to share what their options are if he's talking to the homeowners there. Buddy, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about a patrol they were on where they had a helmet cam, a camera mounted to a helmet looking in the bedroom windows of women as a training film because of the peeping Toms they'd had in the area. Jay Santos is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's a volunteer police agency, but not an official one, and we've had some dispute here, especially when a homeowner caught him on his property. Our number, 1-800-5201-KFI. It's KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Officials in Nevada say skid marks found at a railroad crossing show a truck driver probably saw an Amtrak train coming before hitting it. The big rig driver and at least one passenger were killed in last night's accident.
There's a whole bunch of us, so rather than making us wait,
the California Zephyr train had 204 passengers,
herself.
14 crew members aboard. Several people, about two dozen people, were hurt. Officials say more bodies could be found in the wreckage. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, presented by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Boyle Heights is clearing up.
On the 5 North before Cesar Chavez, that earlier crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder. Traffic is slow from Atlantic Boulevard. Southbound side is slow from Paramount Boulevard to Firestone Boulevard. In Mid-City, 10 East before Robertson, that earlier crash has been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic is slow from Exposition Boulevard to Fairfax Avenue. 110 North is slow from the 10 to the 101. In the Cahuenga Pass, 101 South is slow from Vineland Avenue to the 110. Northbound side has pockets of slowing from the 5 to Melrose Avenue and then again from the 170 to Havenhurst. Culver City, 405 North is slow from Culver Boulevard to Getty Center Drive. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
California Supreme Court has ruled police can search a suspect's cell phone without a warrant.
If you're arrested and taken into custody for even a minor offense and your cell phone is within reach, it can be seized, and anything stored in it, from emails to text messages to photographs, can be downloaded by police. The California Supreme Court essentially ruled that cell phones are just like any other container that could possibly hold weapons or drugs, and police don't need a warrant to search through it.
Fox's Claudia Cowan says recent court rulings upholding warrantless searches in Florida and Georgia and bans on them in Ohio are all part of the debate over digital privacy protection. The Casey Anthony trial has been put on hold until next week. Witnesses were supposed to be testifying today, but lawyers met with the judge. A legal issue apparently came up, and it's going to be dealt with Monday morning.
It's a circumstantial case across the board, and it certainly appeared that the defense strategy today was going to be to move off of what yesterday was, which was a dissection of this dysfunctional family dynamic within the Anthony household.
Fox's Phil Keating says neither side is commenting on the reason for the early dismissal today. The Souris River, North Dakota, is projected to crest sometime tomorrow afternoon, but not much higher than it is now. The river has begun slowing down its rise because of weaker flowing rates upstream.
The water's still coming. It's slowing down. It's still coming, and they are absolutely fighting this thing.
Fox's Lisa Acuna says more than 4,000 homes that have been flooded in Minot, North Dakota. Thanks to our listener in Minnesota for the correct pronunciation of Minot. This is it. It's been 2 years since Michael Jackson passed away. Jackson died in his home in L.A. on June 25th, 2009. He was 50 years old. Jackson's three kids expected to visit his gravesite today at Forest Lawn in the Hollywood Hills. A tribute also expected to be held in Jackson's hometown, Gary, Indiana. Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, a Volkswagen, a Mazda, a Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time and go visit Riverside Metro Auto Group. Their facilities are huge but smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks to go from dealer to dealer. You can easily walk into all five dealerships to check out all your options. They have the largest inventories of the hard-to-find models. Plus, with over 400 used cars to choose from, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Try their no-nonsense approach.
Go to RiversideMetro.com.
Check out the exact car you want with all the options. Click, print, and drive. There's your price. No haggling and worrying if you got the best possible deal. You know the price before you step into Riverside Metro Auto Group. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group family. Off the 91 freeway, Adams Street exit, go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com.
Low clouds and fog moving in tonight. Sunny skies again tomorrow during the day. Temperatures much like today. Highs around 80 degrees. Clear and hotter to start next week, though. Highs in the mid-80s. 77 degrees in Burbank. Get the latest local news at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino is celebrating 25 years of fun all year. Step in on your birthday this year and you'll receive slot play, a dining coupon, birthday cap, and a sweet treat. Visit sanmanuel.com for details. When it's your birthday this year, get your party started at San Manuel. You must be 21 to enter casino. Please gamble responsibly.
Win your share of $250,000. San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino is giving away $10,000 every day from July 1st to the 25th. One San Manuel guest each day is going to win. It might be you. It's free to enter. For details, visit sanmanuel.com. San Manuel, your place for $10,000 a day fun. You must be 21 to enter casino.
A bingo party so big, it's taken 25 years to plan. The San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino 25th Anniversary $1 Million Bingo Weekend. Saturday and Sunday, July 23rd and 24th. Buy your tickets in advance and save. Visit sanmanuel.com for details. A $1 Million Bingo Weekend, and only at San Manuel. You must be 21 to enter casino.
Five-star service at one-star drive.
Hi, Pat Bolter, General Manager at Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. What comes to mind when you think of five stars? The finest hotels or an exquisite dining experience? You typically don't associate five stars with an auto dealership, but that's exactly what makes Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel so unique. Here you'll find ambiance. We recently invested millions of dollars to remodel our facility and fill it with the amenities of a five-star resort. Selection. We showcase 22 acres of new and five-star certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz to choose from. Value. You'll discover tremendous offers in every corner of our store. Service. Our five-star membership features unlimited car washes and Mercedes-Benz courtesy vehicles. And satisfaction. Driven by our certified specialists and our zero-weight service guarantee. That's five-star service. That's Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel.
Five-star service at One Star Drive.
Visit us off the 5 at One Star Drive or online at mblaguna.com.
KFI AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. And welcome back to the program. With me is Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we talk about a mission or an operation. I don't know what you guys call it. I mean, you're not, you know, Jay, much of the argument here has centered around whether or not you're actual police officers. I know that you were concerned, you know, about the peeping Tom.
Look, one of the things we don't really like to talk about, are you really police officers? You got to be kidding me. We have constitutional right of citizen's arrest. We went down, and just like I said to that one cop that I was just talking to, and
you call him a cop, huh? Is that?
Yes, sir. I mean, I don't think that's disrespectful. I mean, one cop to another. You know,
you're not a cop, right? You're not a cop.
Well, if you know, if you want to give me that Robert De Niro speech out of Copland, you know, you may be law enforcement, but so am I. But you're not a cop. I can tell you that I'm on the front lines of it. You know.
Look, let me get back to this, and then we got a lot of people who want to talk to you. A man comes around a corner, he sees you with a helmet cam staring through the window of his wife's bedroom. You got her video footage of her, quote, grooming herself, end quote. You show this to this man.
That is correct, yes.
And what did he say?
Well, he was listening to me. I was instructing him and saying, you got to get some bedroom windows closed around here. You know, I don't know what you are or what you know. I just said to him, I don't know what you're... You know what your freak is, but get some windows closed, man. Because you know, and I tried to lighten the mood. I said, you know, my compliments. She's a lovely woman.
In the middle of a situation like that, you compliment the guy's wife's looks. I'm just curious. Did he call the police?
No, he did not, Mr. Henry. Because you see, I had the opportunity to talk to him, and he understood what we was trying to do. If we had some of these panicked individuals that I've spoken to on your program this evening, it might have been a different situation.
All right, Jay Sanis with us here. Our number, 1-800-5201-KFI. Let's go to a phone call. On the line here, we have Carrie in Victorville. Carrie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Sanis.
Hi, I just think
Hello.
This is absurd. This guy's an idiot. I don't understand how what he's doing makes him any better than the peeping Tom themselves. He's doing the exact same thing. These women don't have his permission to be looking in their window, taking videos of them, and I don't care if their husbands are thinking at the end of the day. That's disgusting. And if it was me, I'd be livid if somebody was peeping in my window, whether it was somebody making a training video, which is bull, or anybody else. It's absolutely absurd, and I don't see how that is any different or any better than knocking on a door and saying, hey, we've had this problem. Just want to make you aware of it. Maybe you guys should close your window.
Well, that's one way of doing it, but you want to know something? People don't do anything until something happens. Now, first of all, I want to give you, you've got your terminology wrong. It's peeping Tom, not peeping Todd. I don't know where you got that, but
you're hearing me wrong. Like, you don't listen to anybody else.
No,
but the point is, what makes you any better looking in women's windows without their permission?
What we're doing is we are not looking at the women. We are looking at the situation. That's the difference between me and one of the...
But you're talking about how you have videos of women.
Yes, ma'am.
So you are looking at women.
Well, we have the...
You don't have their permission, do you?
But what we're looking at are...
Do you have their permission?
Do I have their permission to do what? To have a training film?
To be looking at them, to be videotaping them without them knowing. You do not have their permission.
But we don't
you
need the
no
permission.
You are no better than a peeping Tom.
Why don't you need
you
the permission?
You are committing the same crime
we
that you are trying to fight.
We don't need the permission because our
You're
intent is different.
It's
our
not
intent,
okay.
No, our intent is different, ma'am. Our intent is to do a training film and show our sub-commanders where the curtain got caught on the lamp.
That is not, okay, seriously, like, the simple conversation at the door, the flyers, whatever would do just fine.
Right.
That's exactly like he said earlier. I'm not going to go commit a robbery and videotape it so that I can show people, you know, that
yeah.
that's not.
Let me ask a question here, Carrie.
This doesn't make any sense at all.
Carrie, let me ask a question. Jay, the lady made a good point. She said, why not go door to door? With,
okay, that is a good question. Let me answer that.
But why not go door to door? There have been instructional police officers have had the neighbors get together and they sit down and they tell a group of them, here's what you ought to do. Why can't you do that?
Here's why. That is generally attended by a lot of people. First of all, if you go door to door and you say, hi, I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we've got a lot of peeping Toms around here, generally you're going to get some teenage boy who looks at the flyer and has to run back to his Nintendo, okay? If you get a teenage girl, she's chewing gum, whatever. If it's the mother, she'll look at that and, you know, wait and give it to her husband. So nobody ever really is paying attention because they're passing off to the next person, see? See, that's the deal there. So that's why...
Your whole philosophy just makes no sense to me. I don't see how you're any better than the people committing the crime in the first place.
If I came to your house and I said, ma'am, there have been peeping Toms, here's a flyer on what they do, what would you do?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be in that kind of situation in the first place. I'm very aware of those kind of situations. However, I would make sure that it was something that was discussed if it needed to be. That's something I believe is serious. Just like I'm offended that you're doing this without women's permission, that's disgusting to me.
Right there,
if I was one of those women and you came to my husband and said, hey, this is what was going on, blah, 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 if I was him, I would beat your ass, for one. And for two, I sure as heck would be calling the cops, and I would be having you arrested.
Why would you beat my ass for showing your husband what you were,
because
how
you were
blowing it?
Because you are videotaping someone that I care about, I care about, without their permission. You are no better than the peeping Tom.
I'm showing your husband how you blew it.
How she's blowing it. You keep saying
this. If I'm in my own house, I can do whatever the heck I want in my own house. If there's somebody in my window, peeping through my window, that is an invasion of my privacy,
absolutely.
And you are being the peeping Tom. You are no better than that person that you are trying to stop.
Well, I think you're wrong there, ma'am. I think I am better because I'm looking.
I'm not wrong. You're doing the exact same thing, but you're justifying it by calling it a training video, which is a cop-out way to say.
Okay, can I ask you a question, ma'am? When's the last time a peeping Tom wore a helmet with a camera and had support in a sag wagon?
Sickos do a lot of crazy things, and
what difference does that make?
Peeping Toms are these weird lone wolves that are in the back of their car the minute after they see something sweet, like, you know, and I'm just using their language, sweet like that, and they'll go back to their car and do what they got to do. I've got a helmet cam and everything.
So in other words, because you have technology, you're not a peeping Tom.
I'm a citizen's auxiliary police
officer.
Exactly.
The tools make no difference.
All right. Carrie, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Thank you. Very well said. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You have to admit, Jay, and I say this with all due respect, that there's some points being made here that I think need to be analyzed. At what point are you crossing the line? Here is Doug in Westlake on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, how's it going, Phil?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I want to piggyback off what that lady who just called said. This guy's worse than the peeping Toms.
How are you piggybacking
off of
that?
What the lady from Victorville just said about how you think you're better than the peeping Toms?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is a straight creep.
Wait a second.
For all we know, I mean, at least the peeping what's
you're,
that?
Well, you're telling me I'm just like a peeping Todd, right?
You are worse than a peeping Tom. Calling it a training video?
No, I said
at
peeping Todd.
At least those
Todd.
People look in a window and run off. You're sitting there with videos. You're probably making your own little private collection.
You know, it's very interesting how the law enforcement gets indicted. You know, it's funny. We got creeps out there that are getting their cookies.
You know, quit calling yourself law enforcement.
Why?
If you came in my neighborhood with your blue band and your little video camera...
Yeah?
Blue band. What? Yeah.
No, sir. We wear a
blue
armband.
If you tried to detain me from calling the real police, you'd be in a hospital right now.
Sir, I can assure you that probably wouldn't take place, but...
Why are you provoking the gentleman? Because he doesn't know what your blue armband means.
I identify myself as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with a blue armband and the pith helmet. At that point, the gentleman needs to take two steps back, you know, assess, allow me to assess... And then I invite him back to the van to see the footage that we have just shot of, I don't know, in his case, maybe his sister. I don't know. Okay.
And what if he sees the footage that you just shot of his sister and he gets really pissed off and starts to trash the van?
At that time, we will have to detain. We would probably have to house, cage, and hose. These are things that need to be done. Well, I don't know what this gentleman's saying, but... I'm trying to keep creeps out of his neighborhood. I'm not a creep. I'm trying to keep the creep out. And he beats me up. And he lets a creep in. He's beat up a non-creep, and one more creep comes in. So think about that, young man, before you, you know, make a move. Put a move on.
Yeah, I'm completely aware of what's going on here.
Yeah.
He's talking about detaining and hosing me.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you had any? Yeah, you're absolutely ridiculous. I just can't even believe that you think you're better than these people.
You know what I'd like for you to check out my right of constitutional citizen's arrest and so forth.
All right.
If you came on my property talking citizen's arrest, there would be a huge issue.
If I caged and hosed.
Yes. If you tried to cage and hose, there's no way you would ever be able to do that.
Uh-huh.
All right, look at Doug. Thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I'm really worried. I don't know what caging and hosing is. It sounds like it is.
It is a restraint device, Phil.
All right, 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1534. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to be back with Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. with a camera going house to house videoing inside bedroom windows. Is this legal? It's the Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
We just added you on Facebook.
KFI AM 640.
There's new, and then there's new.
Hey, Phil.
As in original.
Yo.
As in the reset button.
So, you know, maybe you could just say...
As in the 2011
you know, hey, you're welcome
lineup,
the for helping you.
The freshest in the luxury car class. Back
like, yeah. 125 you know, hey, well, you should be thanking me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Consider the 2011 right. E-Class, now available you know, like, for only $5.99 a month.
Well, you know
with
what?
Technology
you're
like Attention Assist.
Like, you know, I beat your ass, I kick your ass, and I call the real police.
You're welcome.
E-Class continues to chart its own
course.
Ironically, one test drive...
Especially if it's a girl, too.
...this new technology prompts an old reaction.
You're welcome for me checking you out.
Come into your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer to discover all the great
yeah, not only
that
it's
put
like,
you behind the wheel of the E350 Sports Sedan. Like a low lease rate of just $5.99 a month like for 33 bad. Months with $4,369 due at signing. Hurry in today. A new year, a new level of innovation from Mercedes-Benz.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through June 30th, 2011. Equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for offer details.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the biggest state yet says same-sexers can get hitched. And the president says new jobs start with getting high tech. Traffic presented by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel crash in Hollywood.
On the 101 South at Western, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic is slow from Sunset Boulevard and stay slow to the 110. Northbound side is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. In East L.A., the 5 North is slow from Downey Road to Marengo Street. In downtown L.A., the 10 East is slow from Vermont Avenue to the 110.
Also
110
has,
North is going to be slow from the
like,
10
hey, when
to
you're,
the 1.
When you're getting
West
peeped
LA,
on 4, stuff.
South is going to be slow from Olympic Boulevard to the 90. KFI traffic is brought to you by the Blue Man Group. I'm David Penson.
What do you mean? When you're getting peeped on.
You're getting peeped on and getting raped. You know, you should have been thanking me then, but you know. You
close oh, yeah, okay.
5 hours to go.
Okay, next time somebody
you know
looks in a bedroom window and it's not me.
Can be.
It's not
That's
a citizen's auxiliary, please.
Cedars-Sinai Sinus Center offers balloon
Good fucking luck.
A new procedure that gently opens the sinus, restoring normal function.
Don't have a helmet on.
California's most experienced
yeah,
doctors in balloon sinuplasty.
Ma'am, I can only
call
tell you,
Cedars-Sinai
the next
1-800
person you see looking in your bedroom window does not have a helmet on.
Keep
Good
your
luck.
Family safe on the
Good
road.
Good luck from me
Check.
To you.
Improve your gas mileage. Check.
Good luck.
Extend
Good
the
luck
life of your tires. Check. How do you do it? It's easy. Just check it. Your tire pressure, that is. Keeping your tires properly inflated protects the environment, saves you money, and gives you peace of mind. So just check it, California.
Visit participating Circle K and Thrifty Food Mart locations for a tire inflation chart. Rules and restrictions apply. Sweepstakes ends July 31st. Sweepstakes and prize provided by partnering radio stations.
If you're going to drink and you're going to operate a boat, chances are you're going to meet a Marine Patrol officer.
We want people to have fun, but if you mess up and drive that boat under the influence, you're going to have to pay the piper.
You wouldn't believe what we see out here.
Canada
the worst accidents and injuries happen when boaters are under the influence.
I'd much rather arrest someone than to tell their family that they're never coming home again.
This message brought to you by the California Department of Boating and Waterways and Operation Dry Water.
Without it making noise.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, the number one mini dealer in the country. Did you know that the original Mini Cooper was created over 50 years ago in response
Test
to
one,
the
global two, one, two,
crisis?
One, two.
Years before it became fashionable
Test one, two, one,
to do so,
two.
Mini was challenged to perfect
Test,
the balance
Test, Test.
Between superior design and fuel efficiency, which made them the masters of both in this generation, plus five-star safety ratings by the NHTSA. So this month only, you can lease a well-equipped 2011
right
Mini
now,
Cooper hardtop for just $995 down and $229 a month, plus tax, 36 months, 10,000 miles per year on approved credit through Mini Financial Services.
Peek-a-boo,
That's
I
just $229 a month for a brand new Mini Cooper hardtop that gets up to 37 miles per gallon highway. With car buyers' desire to go small and limited dealer inventories, car shopping can be a challenge right now. Thankfully, Nick Alexander has the largest inventory of Minis anywhere, so we're bound to have the Mini that's exactly you. Call 800-800-NICK for details or visit us online at alexandermini.com. We're centrally located to all of Southern California in the wholesale district.
Perfect.
That's 800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't say no.
Need a break? Heading to Vegas soon? See Blue Man Group, a musical feast, a roller coaster of comedy, live at the Venetian in Las Vegas. Tickets starting at $59. Call 800-BLUE-MAN or visit blueman.com.
Toyota owners, this June, your local participating Toyota dealership has two complimentary tickets. Tickets to Toyota Speedway at Irwindale with any service or genuine Toyota parts purchase of $89.99 or more while supplies last. Don't let the racing season pass you by.
Zombies, vampires, lizard people. Coast to Coast, AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show every Saturday night till 10 o'clock here. And, of course, during the week we're on KTLK AM 1150 nationally, and we're on in live streaming video in all of our shows at philhenryshow.com. So if you want to check us out, we are there. And we have with us Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and Auxiliary Police Force. And, Jay, we have been arguing the quasi-legality of what you're doing, going house to house, wearing a helmet cam, videoing in bedroom windows as a way to train some of your young officers coming in as to the problem of peeping Toms.
Let me bring up, can I just bring up something, Phil?
Go ahead.
In 1981, in the town of Skidmore, Missouri, I'll tell you the story right now. In 1981, you look this up. You go ahead, go to your little, you can go to the, I don't know what you call it. They call it Wikipedia or Wangapedia. I don't know what it's called.
Wikipedia.
Go over there and check out Skidmore, Missouri, 1981. Ken McElroy. This guy was he's out of control. And he was a rapist. He was a child molester. If I know, he was probably peeping in windows, too. And guess what? Police didn't do nothing about it. Guess what? What do you think happened?
I know the story. The townspeople shot him.
Well, okay, so I wanted to give you the...
You asked me, what do I think? I know.
All right, well... I don't want that to happen. I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police, who is a liaison between the police. And if a woman, you know, woman says to me, I don't want you in my bedroom window, I don't want you taking pictures of me, you're welcome. That's all I got to say to her. You're welcome. Because the next guy that looks in your window that is not wearing a helmet cam, Katie, bar the door.
The next guy that looks in your window that isn't wearing a helmet cam, like it's happening every night. 1-800-5201-KFI. Here is Ashley in Palmdale on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Ashley.
I think what this guy's talking about, caging and hosing someone, that
yes,
would
ma'am.
Be considered false imprisonment, and that would probably get you about 2 years in state prison. So whatever you're doing,
if
it's not illegal, it should be.
He's resisting me. If he's resisting me, I have the right to
Excuse
at
me?
Least, if he's resisting me, I have the right to at least confine, contain, hose, and then rehose. And because
really? I think that they have the right to make a citizen's arrest on you for being on their property and taping people because you're sick, and like whatever happened to that guy in the town where the people shot him, that's what should happen to you.
Well, wait a minute. You got it backwards.
You're
the
crazy.
Guy that got shot in Skidmore, Missouri, Ken McElroy, he was the peeping Tom. And if people what shot
right,
him,
right, and that's
me.
What you are, too.
No, the peeping Tom is the guy that's not got the helmet cam on. All right, ma'am, you're welcome.
Let
me
okay.
just say this to you, Ashley. You're welcome. Because I'm out there trying to protect you from a creep and a weirdo.
You're not trying to protect anybody. You're a sick man who needs professional help. Somebody needs to find out where you are.
Wait a minute.
The police need to get involved. Come and confiscate whatever you have in your house, which is tapes of women changing in their rooms, and you need to go to prison.
No, ma'am.
Maybe you'll get what you deserve there in prison.
Training. I've got training.
We'll see what
footage.
The men do to you there.
First of all this footage has been reviewed
You're
by
not
Major
a police
Elvis.
Officer.
It's been reviewed by Major Elvis Newton. Excuse me. Major Newton has reviewed all of it. That's number one. Number two, this is footage that if the husbands want to see it, have at it.
And what if the women want to see it?
And who is Major Newton?
I beg your pardon?
He said, what if the women want to see it?
Yeah, what if the women want to see it?
Unfortunately, I can't make that available just yet. But we're working on a way that the women eventually...
Why can't the women see it? If the husbands can see it, why can't the women?
Unfortunately, we do not yet have a system set up where we're comfortable showing the women the footage. But again...
You really need help. And whoever's doing this with you, you guys all need help. You need to be in a prison.
Well, ma'am, you've said an awful lot here that I don't think you know the legality about. Number one...
I don't think you know the legality of anything.
Well, let me just say it again to you, Ashley.
I don't think you know the... Maybe
You're
you
welcome.
Can legally go around doing this, but you deserve to be in a prison.
Can I ask you a
That's
question?
That's where you deserve
can
to be.
Can I ask you a question?
You are causing fear in women just getting on the radio talking about this. You are a sick person who needs help.
I think
Somebody
you are transferring
to
me...
Somebody needs to find you and get a hold of you.
I think you're transferring to me fear that you've had of another peeping Tom, and you wish I would have been there.
Now, I've never had a peeping Tom.
I can tell you this, Ashley. Knowing what you know tonight... If you did see someone looking in your window, wouldn't you rather he be wearing a helmet with a camera on it? because you know it was
why?
Me.
Why?
Because you know
why,
it was
me. Why would I, and if I knew it was you, then, oh, you know, then I'm, if I would, saw it was you, then.
Yeah, why would she feel better about that? You won't even let her see the footage.
I would show it to her husband.
Are you married, Ashley?
Yes, I'm married.
She's married. What if she was single?
Then any responsible man. And
any responsible
you?
Man. Who's the responsible man?
A boyfriend, an uncle.
Why not her?
A responsible man, you are a sick person. You need help. You need to go turn yourself in and get some help. Because you sound like the rapist, child molester, whatever you're trying to say you're not. I guarantee you that's what you are. You're probably a serial killer. That's what you sound like. That's probably what you are. So it's a good thing that there's some kind of record of you calling into the radio station. Maybe
yeah,
the next
fancy.
Woman who
why
gets
you throw
murder,
in,
maybe they can look into you.
Why don't you throw in escape Nazi, too? Might as well throw that in. Maybe I'm a war criminal from Germany.
No.
I mean, you might as well throw
right.
in. Because
well, that's probably far-fetched, but who knows what you are.
Far-fetched?
Who knows what you are?
Far-fetched?
Sounds like...
You just called me a rapist and a serial murderer because I'm wearing a helmet.
You probably are. That's what you sound
why
like.
Why should she feel...
That's what you sound like. You're looking into women's rooms with a camera and
I showed the husband this, I showed the husband this footage, and I said, look at your wife. She's sitting there with her legs spread like a man. She's
oh, come on. You're not telling me that you're
with
sitting...
With a man? You aren't talking about that. You didn't say anything
to her,
like that. And why would that be your business,
I
you
said
sick
to her,
freak?
I said to her... I don't know what to
turn
say.
Turn that down.
She's calling me a sick freak. She's
well, I mean, first of all,
you're sick.
I said, the lady was sitting there grooming herself. I said, what business does she have doing that?
And she's in the privacy of her own home.
Okay.
You need to turn that radio down.
All right, she's in the privacy of her own
okay,
home.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Then I showed it to her husband, and I said, look at your wife. She's sitting there like she's a truck driver on a smoke break, whipping that razor around.
Uh-huh.
You are a sick person. You need help.
Oh, how many
somebody
times
needs to
me?
Help this guy.
You know,
find out where he's at.
I need,
please,
I need so
somebody,
much help.
Whoever's listening.
All right, according to you, I need so much help. Why don't you donate the money so I can go get my help? You are so concerned with me getting
why
help.
Why don't you go turn yourself in?
To who? What am
why
I going to say?
Why don't you turn yourself in?
What am I going to say? Am I going to say, I don't like peeping Toms, and I've been out there taking film footage of them?
Yeah, that's a good start. That's a good start, and then turn in the film footage as evidence. Ashley, thank you so much for your call. 1-800-521-KFI. And Jay, hold the line here. We're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on a program where they're trying to stop peeping Toms by developing a training film for their officers. Well, what is the training film? They're going window to window with a helmet cam. And the next time you see a guy peeking in your window, you better hope he's wearing a helmet. I don't see how that helps anybody. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, June 25th.
Psst, you're about to learn something.
KFI Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated.
KFI News.
On the hour.
On the half.
And all weekend long.
Same-sex marriage is now legal in the Big Apple. I'm Michael Crozier. Republican State Senator Mark Grisanti changed his vote from undecided to yes in last night's
narrow vote. Hey, Phyllis, keep it going, man.
Yeah,
he changed
his
vote after doing some research.
I have struggled with this immensely. I can tell you that. I have read numerous
documents,
independent studies, talked with a lot of people on both sides of this issue.
Good boy.
Same-sex couples are not eligible for federal marriage benefits because of the Defense of Marriage Act. Legal gay marriages can begin in New York by the end of July. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Hollywood.
On the 101 South at Western, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slow from Sunset Boulevard and stay slow to the 110. Northbound side is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. In Culver City on the 405 South before Venice Boulevard, there's a crash.
Right
that
now.
Just...
Hey, Phil, what about something
right
that after these guys see
Olympic
the tapes,
Boulevard
they
stay slow
thank
to
you
the 90. In LA, the 10 East is going to be slow.
I love that,
Avenue
Ashley.
To the 110. 110 North is slow from
I don't
the 10
know what
to
she
the
was,
101.
At
in East
point,
LA, 5 North is going to be slow from Downey Road to Marengo Street. In West Covina, the 10 East is slow from Sydney
yeah,
Street
the,
to Holt
I
Avenue.
Think the husband should have thanked
KFI
him.
Traffic.
And, you know, that's actually
an 81-year-old registered sex offender has been arrested for allegedly trying to kidnap a young girl in the Little Rock District. Happened just before 11 o'clock this morning near Pear Blossom Highway and 85th Street East.
Like maybe they want to see more videos. On the like, it gives them an example of what to look for.
Maybe the guy wants them to come back once a week.
Allegedly continued to drive. Yeah.
Get some more footage.
When she declined. Officials say when the girl's mother spoke with the suspect and tried to find out what he wanted, he took off. The Dodgers host the Angels this weekend at Dodger Stadium, but they also want you to think cure.
It's a pet project of the Dodgers. It raises money to develop new ways to fight cancers, including brain cancer, leukemia, and lymphoma. Since 2007, Think Cure has raised more than $1 million for programs at City of Hope and Children's Hospital Los Angeles. You can donate directly, or you can bid on auction items through Sunday at noon at thinkcure.org. Some of the cool things you can bid on include jerseys and baseballs signed by celebrities and players, a chance to throw out the first pitch at a Dodgers game or take batting practice, and signed photos by Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, the Rolling Stones, and other celebrities. Amy King, KFI News.
President Obama says high-tech manufacturing has a huge role in the U.S. economy and creating middle-class jobs. In his weekly media address, the president says he wants to bring together universities, corporations, and the government.
This week, we launched what we're calling an advanced manufacturing partnership. It's a partnership that brings our federal government together with some of America's most brilliant minds and some of America's most innovative companies and manufacturers.
President recorded his weekly address yesterday at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. In the Republicans' weekly address, North Carolina Congresswoman Renee Elmer says President Obama's handling of the economy isn't working out. She says job creation is most important.
Instead of knee-jerk reactions to high gas prices, we propose expanding domestic energy production to help lower costs and create jobs.
President Obama has unveiled the new manufacturing initiative in partnering engineering universities with corporations to come up with better ways to manufacture goods. Just pick up your poo and it'll be all okay. We can keep the DNA out of it. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. And if you're one of them, listen carefully here. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with these newer cars, you can't even tell if you need transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or your check engine light is on, there's only one place I would recommend. You got it, my friends at AAMCO. And for limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr., either one is fine, and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding, or because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair, up to $100 off. Take care of it now or pay for it later. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO or log on right now to AAMCOSOCAL.com. That's AAMCO, AAMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time offer at participating centers only.
The Timberwood Commons Apartments in New Hampshire has over 250 residents, 30 of which have dogs. Some of those dog owners aren't picking up after their pups. Mm-hmm. The apartment manager says warning letters and other things haven't worked, so she's resorting to science. Doggy DNA kits. The so-called poo print kits need a small amount of feces to be collected, put in a solution, tested to see if it matches any of the profiles of the resident's dog, so you have to go out and get some of the poo from the dogs first. And the apartment manager says they've already identified some offenders and may start finding them if they continue to leave the little poodle bombs behind. Southland weather from KFI. Some low clouds and fog moving into the Southland this evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Clearing to sunny skies again tomorrow. Temperatures much like today. Mid-60s at the beaches. Mid-70s. Metro LA, Orange County, around 80 in the valleys. Clear and hotter Monday to start next week. Highs in the mid-80s. Right now in Anaheim, 70. Newport Beach, 67. Cerritos, 71. Long Beach, 70 degrees. Don't miss a thing. Follow us on Twitter at KFI News. I'm Michael Crozier.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show every Saturday night until 10 here on this monster mothership, KFI AM 640. And, of course, we're on weekdays from Monday through Friday, 10 to 1 on the West Coast, 1 to 4 on the East Coast nationally. Locally, we're here at KTLK AM 1150. And we welcome as well to our live video cast, which we call Phil TV in HD. It is HD, and you can join us there. PhilHendryShow.com, that's our website. And we have archives, and we've got podcasts, and we've got our live, you know, video cast right now, and a number of things, including our including our news feed. Now, I want to let you know I'm going to be traveling to Canada this week. It won't affect us here on KFI. I'll see you next Saturday night. But during the week, I'll be in Canada because I'm visiting some long-lost relatives. I'll talk to you guys about that in our news and information hour with Bud and Robert. But I will also be keeping a travel diary there at philhenryshow.com, so you can check that out. On the line with us here this hour and last hour has been Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we've been talking about, certainly, Jay, a potentially lethal problem, peeping Toms. Now, I know, you know, you've given me the statistics that peeping Toms, 80% of them, I think, turn into eventually, if they aren't already, rapists.
That is exactly right, Phil.
All right, so you've already got a problem here. There's and women know this. And
well, I don't know if women know it, and I don't know if the men know it. You know?
Well, let's just say that women know peeping Toms are a serious problem. Now, when you're sticking your camera, you have a...
Well, first of all, we're not sticking our camera anywhere, okay? We are, you know, I don't mean to interrupt you. We're not sticking our camera no place, all right?
All right, you got your camera. You got a helmet, a camera on a helmet.
That is correct.
And you are going and videoing, digital or otherwise, in the windows, open windows of women, and using this as a training film for officers who want to be in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the legality of which you've heard police officers here debating it. And
well, you cannot debate. You will never be able to debate a citizen who wants to enforce the law. And you cannot debate... And never will be able to debate a citizen that wants to get some law enforcement going around here because the police are either overwhelmed or, I'm not trying to be a smartass. I know most of our police do a great job, and I'm a big believer in our police. Please understand. But either they're overwhelmed or, I don't know, some are on a donut break. I don't know. You know?
Well, you can vilify the cops all you want, but you're not a real cop.
Real cop. Fact is, I'm out there with a helmet cam. I'm looking in those bedroom windows. I'm trying to get the lay of the land. And we've had husbands. I told you the one man that did, in fact, see us. He encountered us. We explained this to him. We showed him the footage that we had. We told him, this is your wife. You can see her. It's like she's sitting there eating a cheese sandwich or something, like she's sitting on a crate. I mean, she was literally sitting there in the video, Phil, and she looked like she might as well be sitting on a crate on a wharf someplace.
What does that mean?
What does what mean?
Sitting on a crate on a wharf.
She looked like she was a stevedore. And
so she's in the privacy of her own bedroom.
I understand that.
And what did the man say?
Eventually, when we explained to him the situation and he looked over the footage, asked us what we had intended to do with it, and he told me, he said, I'd rather you not do this. I said, okay. He said, but I thank you very much for this.
And he thanked you.
He absolutely did thank me.
You know, I got to take your word for that. And
well, you can take my word for it. I can give you the number of the man. If you'd like to call the man.
I would like to, yes, yes. Do you have his phone number?
I do.
All right, I'd like to put you on hold right now, and we'll get to our phone calls. And you give that to Bud?
I don't have a call. I don't have the number. I don't have the number with me right here. And
I'll wait. Where is it?
It's probably at my car, or it's at a table. I've got it somewhere, but I do have the number.
You got the number, though.
I do have the number.
I'm happy to wait. We'll have a commercial break coming up. How about that?
Absolutely.
All right, and I'd like to talk to that man, because we may have a an encounter ourselves with that gentleman, and we may find out that you're being accurate.
Well, I'm personally offended that you feel you need to call somebody. You know, I'm personally offended. You know,
and this thing about what are you going to do if you look at out your bedroom window and you don't see a guy with a helmet on...
I would hope, Phil, and that was my intent of being on your program tonight, that I'd hope that women would feel reassured when they look out the window and they see a helmet instead of some creep, that they feel reassured and go back about their business. And
that doesn't sound like reality at all to me. Doesn't sound like reality at all to me. 1-800-521-KFI here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here is Rick in Mojave. Rick, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
Yes, I have a question for this fella. What if the tables were turned and I knocked on your door and I had a monitor and I says, "Look at the, I'm doing exactly what you're doing. I'm doing a training video and this is your wife here." How would you react to that?
I would say, I understand your work. I would introduce myself. I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Looks like you and I are in the same business. I would appreciate.
Okay, now. Next question is, where are you at? Do you have a high school education or college education? Just curious. No disrespect.
I've got college.
High school?
High school.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
High school or college?
I said college.
Okay. You said high school.
Okay, all right. Now.
Well, it's junior college. And a lot of people say that's
okay,
high school.
Okay, that's
fine.
That's fine. I'm just curious.
But it's mostly high school. I wouldn't want to lie to you.
Here in Mojave. Now. Okay, wait.
It's 2 years.
All right, so it's 2 years of JC.
Yes.
All right. I don't consider that having
a college education.
No, that's okay.
All right.
And I clearly see that I think you're full of water, And I think that what you're saying, you're just pushing people's buttons, and you like to all these callers call up. This is just a fantasy of yours. That's all it is. I don't believe that you have a camcorder, a helmet, or anything, or anybody working with you. I think you're just pushing buttons.
Reaction.
That's what I think.
That's a common reaction. People say that because they don't imagine that any citizen would get as deeply involved in it as I do. So that, we do get that
no,
reaction
I want to
a lot.
That. I want to give you my address, and I want you to come to my house.
Don't give any addresses out on the air, sir. You don't want to do that. Don't give any addresses.
I won't.
I'd be happy to get an address off the air.
And yep. I want to see what my wife will do to you, because she's a black belt, and I want to see what she... I don't want to videotape what she does to you. And put that on
sir,
YouTube.
I have to tell you, sir, some people know just enough karate to get themselves killed. You know that.
But can I tell you another thing, too? I think you broke the law. I think the California law is that if you're on property videotaping, you're trespassing, and you have to be on public property to videotape or take pictures. Right. I think when you're on somebody's property going and videotaping or filming in a on their property through a window, you broke the law.
Well, I got to tell you, sir, at this particular time now, I must say I've identified you as not a native of California. You are a native, in fact, of another state. And so you don't know California law as well as you should. I do believe you are from the Northeast. Am I correct? Because I hear this, you're on the property. You said something like that.
Oh, you better believe I'm in the Northeast. And let me tell
you
something.
You're
you
in
won't
the
even
Northeast.
Dare do what you're going to do.
This is not New Hampshire, sir. This isn't the bad streets of Vermont,
brother.
Sir.
Listen to me.
It's not the bad
Vermont,
streets
brother.
Of Massachusetts.
New York. I would let my wife kick your butt. She would bitch slap you, give you a Bronx bitch slap. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, so
and you'd be running
around.
Does
your wife do all your fighting for you, or do you do any of it?
Okay. Enough. Enough.
The girl needs to beat you.
He's got the wife doing all the fighting for him.
You're the one that's violating
that's
the rights of these women, you know? You're the one that's
exactly,
got the camera in the window.
Well, Mr. Henry.
You're wrong.
I said to this
guy.
Don't you
think you're wrong?
I'll say to another, anybody who wants to hear me, if your wife looks in the window and she sees me with my helmet cam, she should feel reassured. And that's what we have said for a long time. Look out of your window. You see a guy there with a helmet on. Feel good.
Let me tell you something. I see a guy. I'm going to instruct my wife. You see a guy with a helmet on. Take the 2x4 that's right next to the window and push it right through as hard as you can. That's what I'm going to tell her. And hopefully
and
it's going to be you with your helmet. It's going to go right into your forehead.
Go right into
You'll
your head,
sorry.
Man.
Sir, I don't know. What are you doing? You're from New York. You're from New York, the city of New York? Is that right? What are you doing in Mojave? What are you down in the middle of the desert? You go from the urban landscape to you're out where Manson used to leave skulls.
This is a classic example of someone that doesn't know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
You have to sidestep the issue.
Do you understand that you're out in a part of the state where Charles Manson has left skull after skull after skull?
Oh, will you come on?
Am I lying?
Yeah, you're lying. As a matter of fact,
they've
been up there.
That's not true at all.
All right. Listen, Rick, very good points. And I do appreciate you and calling and welcome to California. And our number is, thank you, 1-800-521-KFI. Let me just tell you something, okay? They did that whole Barker. I'm not going to get on Manson. Skull after skull. 1-800-521-KFI. And I think the man made a very good point. You can distract people. You can do a little sleight of hand to get them off topic. But the fact is, Mr. Santos, you have a camera. You're looking at a woman's bedroom, and you're videotaping her. And you could call it for training or anything you want. And this whole thing about the next time she looks out of her window and sees a guy with a helmet, she ought to feel good. 1-800-5201-KFI. We'll be back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Jesus Christ Show. In the Bible, the things that were important to note about Joseph are the things that he did, not the things that he said. What a wonderful place to be. Can you imagine? The things you do speak so much about you that people don't quote.
Hey, Ashley called back.
They talk about
did he really? Oh, Ashley did?
Tomorrow morning at 6. Online and on.
Do you want to talk to her again?
Yeah, sure. She's a riot.
Tasting a Sabra dip for the first time.
Ask David what he thinks.
Listening to a new piece of world music.
I think we're going to get back on.
Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something, Phil.
Oh,
let's that guy's up there in Lee Fall, Mojave. Charles Manson left just hundreds of skulls in a big wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know. There's movie stars. Whatever happened
How
to Atlanta?
How about a touch of Inuit throat
singing? What happened to Neville Brand?
I don't know.
Bet you skulls up there.
One more thing. That's it. Tasting sour,
now,
inspired by the fresh, delicious flavors of the world, is a bit like listening to Hawaiian flamenco, Inuit
like
throat singing, techno, sabra. Adventure awaits. Discover our new line of delicious salsas made with fresh Roma tomatoes. Find them in the refrigerated section of your local grocer today.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8:30, the 405 is going to be a pain in 3 weeks, but starting this weekend, the 5 is going to stink. And a guy takes off on foot after running his car into a house. Traffic presented by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Culver City's clearing up.
On the 405 South before Venice Boulevard, there's a crash that just got cleared over to the right shoulder. Traffic is slow from Olympic Boulevard and stays slow to the 90. In Hollywood, the 101 South at Western, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic slow from Sunset Boulevard and stays slow to the 110. Northbound side is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. In downtown LA, the 10 East is slow from Vermont Avenue to the 110. 110 North is slow from the 10 to the 101. In East LA, 5 North is slow from Downey Road to Marengo Street. In West Covina, the 10 East is slow from Citrus Street to Holt Avenue. KFI traffic is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. I'm David Penson.
Mini Buktobon at no-cost maintenance is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. The Earth is 25,000 miles around. So, take I-5 south to Ecuador, left at Brazil, ferry to Gabon, then rally across Africa. Ferry to Indonesia, motor through there, ferry back to Ecuador, up Central America, past Mexico, and back to Cali. You've still got 11,000 miles left of Mini Buktobon at no-cost maintenance. One of the best programs in the class.
Yeah.
Or just drive on...
John has a wife in the background who's like yelling at about the caller saying, oh, he's wrong. She's really pissed too.
Hey, dude, what... Mississippi, I don't get that.
Instant access to exciting...
Are we skipping there?
...that'll make your everyday a little more special. Well, with
you know
a
I mean?
Signature credit card, you do.
What do you mean?
With Visa,
the guy's calling from Mississippi.
You get great perks, like two.
Oh yeah, listen on iHeartRadio
on Friday. Like
oh,
Gizmo,
okay,
Pixar's
right, cool.
Cars 2. Visit VisaSignature.com
yeah,
to get your
fuck,
2-for-1
man.
Tickets and use them for any movie of your choice on Friday, including the animated 3D adventure Cars 2 in theaters June 24th and rated G. One more way Visa Signature helps you go experience more. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back you already earn. Visit VisaSignature.com to take advantage of this offer to get 2-for-1 movie tickets. More people go with Visa. Limit 1 per card per month. Offer available for a limited time and while supplies last. Other restrictions may apply. Tickets must be purchased on a Friday with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card and used for the same Friday show. Go to VisaSignature.com for complete terms and conditions.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Tim Conway, Jr. here for my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, a Volkswagen, a Mazda, a Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time and go visit Riverside Metro Auto Group. Their facilities are huge, but smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks to go from dealer to dealer. You can easily walk into all 5 dealerships to check out all your options. They have the largest inventories of the hard-to-find models. Plus, with over 400 used cars to choose from, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Try their no-nonsense approach. Go to RiversideMetro.com. Check out the exact car you want with all the options. Click, print, and drive. There's your price. No haggling and worrying if you got the best possible deal. You know the price before you step into Riverside Metro Auto Group. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group family. Off the 91 freeway, Adams Street exit, go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com. Tim Conway, Jr. here for my friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars low.
If...
Whoa.
Head swell. You're just better than everybody else. Better informed.
KFI, AM 640.
Andrew.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk. Radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show here every Saturday night until 1 o'clock. Or excuse me, until 10 o'clock. And, of course, we are on weeknights on KTLK AM 1150 until 1 a.m. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as we talk about a very, very controversial operation that the Auxiliary Police, of which there are a number around the country, you've mentioned the Beaver Brigade, you've mentioned a group called Gator Bait, you've mentioned...
Don't let that self-effacing name Gator Bait trick you. Those are very proficient and very good officers, as well as West Texas Range Riders.
All right, all of this may be well and good, but you've got a camera, you're going out, you're videotaping, videoing, video recording in bedroom windows, saying it's a training exercise and you are much better than the perpetrator. This other story, Jay, you told me about the husband being okay with it.
Well, Mr. Henry, you don't have to believe it, but when I showed this man and I said to him, you got a wife sitting here, and she's sitting like it's a lunchtime poker game. I don't know what she's thinking.
In other words, she was sitting very in a very masculine way.
That is correct, yes.
What's that got to do with anything?
I beg your pardon?
What has that got to do with a woman sitting in a very masculine manner in the privacy of her own bedroom?
I think it's something that needs to be pointed out to her husband. That's all I'm saying.
Why is that?
You know what, Mr. Reed? That's between a man and a wife, and I can give you a number of reasons. These are all reasons that I've been trained to, look at.
You've been trained to look at stuff? This has got nothing to do with peeping Toms. Now you're looking at the behavior of a woman and saying she's sitting in a masculine manner. 1-800-5201-KFI. Let's go to Mississippi this evening in the southeast of the country. And John, hiya, John. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, please.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. Fine.
This guy is very, what he's doing is very illegal. I live in L.A. when I'm not in Mississippi, and if he came on my property, he would be trespassing. And if I walked out my back door and saw him standing at my window, looking in my window at my wife, I would shoot him. I have every
right
to.
You can't shoot me if I'm not inside your house. If I'm
yes, I can.
No, you can't, because then
on my,
I would
private,
say.
You're on private property without my permission,
your property to
looking
get a ball.
In my window.
Would you kill a kid that came onto your
threat.
Property getting a ball? See? So you don't have the
you're looking in a window
right.
at night in the
right.
dark.
That's correct. That's
the difference from coming
but
out
I've got
a
helmet
ball
cam.
A child.
I have a helmet
you,
cam.
Sir, are a pervert with a helmet cam.
Yes, sir.
No matter how you try to clean it up, you are some kind of
no, sir.
Sociopath.
No, sir.
Yes, you are.
What I'm trying to
you're
say to you is, if I show you the digital recording of your wife sitting there like she's a stevedore, don't you want to see that? Is that
no,
not?
I'll be putting a bullet in your brain's hand.
Well, that's fine. You could kill me, but then another Citizens Auxiliary police officer would come behind me. And
no,
another,
there wouldn't
another,
be any
another.
More after that. Cause
and there
the,
would be a,
they would get the message
a legion of us, a legion
and
of us.
Are trespassing.
And you'd go to jail
and
probably
an
fry in the electric chair if they still have it, but they don't.
John? John hung up.
Of course he hung up, because I out-argued him. And that's going to happen a lot in the talk programs that I've been on, Mr. Henry, when I say stuff. What obviously is smarter than a guy that...
Yeah, I understand. He probably hung up because he was frustrated.
Frustrated why?
Because you're saying stuff... How do you argue with a guy when he's telling you, and then another, and another, and another?
If that man wanted to put a bullet in my, as he put it, brain pan, which is some kind of thuggish pool hall, talk, tough guy talk, that's fine. But then comes another Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer, and another, and another, and another, and along, and a legion of us... who are trying to protect women from creeps, freaks, weirdos, tiptoes, tods, peeping tods, sleeping tods, peeping toms, and snooping toms. These are areas that women are not even aware of. And
yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. These are things that I know, not you, me.
All right, you may know an awful lot, like police officers should know, but you have yet to explain how it is you get to stand there and video record a woman while she is changing, regardless of how she's sitting. Here's Ken in Canoga Park on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Ken.
Thank you, Phil.
Love
your show. By what legal authority?
Hello?
Does this guy...
Is the caller there?
Do this?
Yes, the caller is there.
I can't hear him.
Yes. Who has given you, who's authorized you, what legal body authorized you with a permit?
Well, a little thing called...
To do this.
Well, I'll tell you, sir.
Name the legal body who authorized you to do this.
I'll tell you, sir. A little thing called the Constitution of America. Sure you've heard about it?
I said name the legal body in California.
Legal body? I don't know what you mean by that.
Name the jurisdiction.
Right, what's the...
That authorized you and gave you the permit to do this.
The people
because you
of
are
the state of the California
sir.
State, the people of the state, gave me that right, sir.
No, you're not naming the body.
I am.
Did the judicial system authorize you and issue you a permit to do this?
I have the right as an auxiliary police officer.
Did they issue you a permit to do this?
I was issued a permit, yes.
A permit? What were you issued a permit for?
We were issued a permit for assembly.
When?
a couple of years ago.
That's got nothing to do with you having a...
Our assembly has nothing to do with peeking in somebody's window with
a
camera.
We had the right to assemble to put helmet cams on.
To assemble where? On somebody's private property?
Yes, sir.
No, you did not have...
You got a permit to assemble on some outside my wife's window to spy on her with a camera?
No, I do not, sir. That I do not have. But
exactly.
I do have...
And I've never heard of a police officer doing such a thing.
I am
committing a felony, sir.
We are living in very unconventional times, sir. I'm sure you agree.
You have no permit. By your own admission, you have no permit to do this.
Wait a second. I have a permit to be a citizen of the United States.
Of assembly, you said.
Yes, and I have a permit to breathe. Now, we have the
assembling
right...
Assembling where? Outside my private property?
We have the right as citizens...
On my private property?
Citizens
do
arrest.
You have a permit to assemble on my private property?
I could get one.
Oh, you could get one.
You don't have one. That's the point.
I had one.
For his property?
Had one.
Yes, sir. I had
you
one.
You are committing a felony,
for your front lawn.
No, you did never had any... First of all, your right to assemble on a guy's front lawn is questionable, whether anybody give you a permit for that. Secondly, it doesn't give you the right to look in his bedroom window.
I'm not looking in his bedroom window. I'm looking at
and
the...
And what have you got on your videotape? With my wife.
No, the curtain. The curtain is up. The window frame. I am looking at how it is a peeping Todd or a peeping Tom or a snooping Todd would be able to look in and see your wife. I am trying to train...
That gives you no right to videotape my wife while she's undressing.
I'm not videotaping her. She just happens to be in
and
the
what
frame.
Why did you show the man on the videotape?
Because I wanted to show him where she blew it, where she left the curtain.
Exactly. You were videotaping his wife.
No, I was videotaping where she left the curtain up. She happened to be in the picture, yeah.
You're showing this guy.
What were you doing at the window videotaping her for?
I was videotaping the frame and the curtain being up.
You said to the guy,
there's
your wife as she's sitting there like a stevedore.
Yes, I noticed that. But I said that.
Sir, if that was my wife.
Yes.
And you were videotaping my wife.
Yes.
You came to my door and knocked on my door.
Yes. And I said.
And you showed me the videotape.
And I said to you, Ken, look at this.
And you showed... Let me finish. And you showed me the videotape.
Yes.
I would proceed to beat the crap out of you, call my wife, call the police. I would confiscate your videotape.
You're welcome.
And have you arrested immediately.
You're welcome,
because
sir.
Because you're committing a felony.
You're welcome.
You have no permit. By your own admission, you have no permit.
You heard what I said. You're welcome. So I'm there saving your wife from a potential attack, and you
have
beat
you
the crap out of me.
Have you to do this?
Thanks a lot.
By what legal authority... Are you permitted to do this? Don't give me the state of the Constitution of California,
please. The Constitution of California.
No.
The right of a citizen to be in California.
What judicial body issued you a permit?
The judicial body was the... I could say one. The Ninth Circuit Court. There. You happy?
Did the Ninth Circuit Court issue an appeal?
No.
I'm not happy because you denied it early on. You said
that
I had one years ago.
I had a right to assemble on your front lawn years ago. Yes, I did. And I wish that God I had it now.
You have no right to assemble on my front lawn.
God, did I wish I had it.
And you have no right to pry in my window. And by God, if you were prying at my wife, I would come out and beat the crap out of
you.
You've
got a lot of opinions for a guy that just got off the boat.
Whoa. Watch it.
I'm a legal professional, that's why.
Watch it, okay?
He just got off the boat.
Watch that got off the boat stuff.
Boy, Henry, which side are you on anyway?
I'm on the side of law right now. How about that? The law. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. It's Ken. Thank you. You know, 1-800-520-1KFI. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We will be back with Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police for our final segments here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. The 405 is going to be crap in 3 weeks, but for right now, the 5 is going
to
stink.
The 5 freeway across the San Fernando Valley is going to be pretty hard to get on, off, up, or down Sunday night.
These people keep on saying, if you were a mile long, you know what I'd do to you?
Yeah. Split and the 118
I think it'd be fun if you just, like, finished this. Let me guess, you'd beat my ass.
Yeah.
You're a tough guy, aren't you?
Tomorrow night, we'll temporarily close the remaining on and off ramps. Two of the four lanes in each direction will also be closed on the 5 between the 170 and 118.
They beat his ass, then they call the cops.
Starting at 8 p.m. Sunday. And then at the same time every night next week. Rob Archer, KFI News.
KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports presented by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Crash in Arcadia.
On the 210 West past Santa Anita Avenue, there's a crash blocking the two right lanes. Traffic slow from Huntington Drive. In San Gabriel, the 10 East is slow from San Gabriel Boulevard to Peck Road. In Hollywood, the 101 South is going to be slow from Western Avenue to the 10. In downtown L.A., the 110 North is slow from the 10 to the 101. And in Boyle Heights, the 5 North is slow from 4th Street to Marengo Street. And in Commerce, the 710 South is going to be slow from the 5 to Firestone Boulevard. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A car slammed into a home in Van Nuys.
The vehicle crashed through a living room wall, lodged into the house, and came to rest completely inside the house living room and burst into flames. The car completely melted, and the house sustained at least two rooms and contents that were completely burned.
LAPD Sergeant Dave Mascarena says the driver of the car took off on foot. People still inside the home were able to get out and run from the car. They're okay. Cops are still looking for the car's driver. Officials say skid marks found near a railroad crossing may show that a big rig driver did see the Amtrak train coming before slamming into the side of it. The truck driver and at least one train passenger were killed were in last night's crash. At least two dozen people were hurt. Officials say more people could be found dead in the wreckage. The California Zephyr train had 204 passengers and 14 crew members aboard in Nevada. It was on its way to the Bay Area from Chicago. A new study says diabetes worldwide has more than doubled in three decades, jumping to some 347 million people. One researcher with Imperial College London says an aging world population and a growing obesity problem are to blame. He also says diabetes is no longer limited.
Hey, Phil, you have enough articles for the 9 p.m. hour?
Oh, yeah,
if you happen to get stuck in bad traffic around the Rose Bowl and really want to know how that Gold Cup soccer match turned out between the U.S. and Mexico, Mexico won by a score of 42.
Four to two.
Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Beat again.
You're 30,000 feet up when blinding pain explodes under your right eye. Not now, you think. Not my sinuses. You rummage through your carry-on.
Really?
Antibiotics, nasal spray. What didn't I take? Okay, you think. Calm down. The woman in 13F is looking at you like you're a crazy person. You close your eyes. 5 hours to go. At the Cedars-Sinai Sinus Center, we know that chronic sinusitis isn't just frustrating, it's painful. That's why we offer balloon sinuplasty, a new procedure that gently opens the blocked sinus passage and restores sinus function. Balloon sinuplasty can mean less pain and faster recovery than traditional sinus surgery. Schedule an appointment with California's most experienced doctors in balloon sinuplasty. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 anytime. That's 1-800-CEDARS-1. Cedars-Sinai, leading the quest for health.
Low clouds and fog moving into the Southland tonight. Sunny skies again tomorrow during the day. Temperatures much like today. Highs around 80 degrees. Clear and hotter to start next week. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 74 degrees in Burbank. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. Call 888-96-FARMERS or visit farmers.com today. We are insurance. We are Farmers.
Monte Carlo Resort and Casino has everything you need for the perfect Vegas getaway. Enjoy nonstop excitement, mouth-watering cuisine, and the Jabberwockies at an unbeatable value. For more info and great rates, visit MonteCarlo.com or connect with them on Twitter and Facebook.
Businessmen associate. Puppies fraternize. What you'll be doing with your favorite artist is just chilling out, man.
Go to KFIAM640.com, keyword hope, to bid on a meet and greet and walk the red carpet at the world premiere of Cirque du Soleil's 3D immersive film. Proceeds go to Play for Life in support of City of Hope Cancer Research.
Flying saucers, dream interpretation, psyops. Coast to Coast AM, tonight at 10.
KFI, AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police and a problem that you've got, Jay, and that is the videotaping inside bedroom windows. You say you're making a training film to show your officers the perpetrator's point of view.
Let me interrupt here for a minute, Phil, because you've been misstating this.
No, I'm not misstating anything, sir.
Yes, you have. You have been saying that I'm I'm sticking my camera in a window. We are outside.
You know, you can you nitpick this all you want. You got on a helmet cam, and you are videotaping in there, and you're saying that you're videotaping the window frame. You're videotaping the curtains. You're videotaping the furniture. And it just so happens the woman is in the picture.
Trying to get a picture, an accurate picture, of why is that room being compromised. And I have been vilified here. And
let me ask you something, because you promised at the last commercial break you'd have the phone number of that gentleman who watched the video recording with you and was approving of it. Do you have that?
Do I have what?
Do you?
Yes, sir, I do have that. Yes, I have that. I have that address and I have that phone number.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold right now for about a minute. You can give that to Bud Dickman, okay?
I don't have it here. I have it. It's in my briefcase.
I asked you to get it.
I do have it. What do you call getting it? It's here.
It's okay. Where's your briefcase?
In my car.
In your car? All right. 1-800.
Mr. Henry, don't, you know, I've got it, so don't make it sound like I don't have it.
How far away is your car?
Downstairs, sir. I'm in an apartment complex.
Next break, I'd like you to get that for me. 1-800.
Fine, I don't care.
1-800-520-1KFI is the number. Let's go to a phone call. Jeff in Simi Valley. Jeff, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
I don't care if you want me to get it.
How are you doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Hey, I got a question. One is, did he get permission from the woman that he could show that video of her?
We're not showing the video of her.
Did you get permission? Did you get we're permission?
Not, we're not showing any video, so I don't have to get permission. I don't have to get permission. We're not showing any video.
You said you showed the video to her husband, right?
Well, you don't need to get permission for that.
Yes, you do. That is of her.
No, you don't.
You need permission to show a video of someone.
Hey, watch it.
Well, he's an idiot. You think I got to show? Hey, I get permission from her husband.
I don't think
I got to get permission from her. You don't have to get permission from a woman. You got to be dumb to think I got to get permission from her to show her husband a video of her.
Okay. Then
wow.
What else are you doing with the video? What else are you doing with the video?
Selling it to you. I mean, what do you want me to do, Phil?
Take the man seriously and take his question seriously.
What else am I doing with it? Nothing. We're using it as a training film. We're using it as a training film.
What?
We're using it as a training film.
Then you know what? You need permission from her to use it. Now you are breaking the law.
What is it with you? First you thought I was breaking the law by showing it to her husband. Then I showed you that you were wrong there.
Well,
so
hey,
now you're on the next.
Hey,
now you're on to the next one.
You know what?
Yeah, what?
But
what's
you
that?
Haven't got permission to use it.
Did you get out of the eighth grade? Yes or no?
Whoa. You can't impugn somebody's intelligence.
Hey, show some respect.
Hey,
all right.
I'll show
next
some
one
I'll
is
show you some
why are you using a helmet cam?
When you come on here and start quit
why
asking
are you using
me
a helmet cam?
Quit asking
helmet
me so many
cam
questions.
So you can keep your hands free.
I'm not gonna answer your questions anymore. You got a statement to make? Sure, make a statement.
Why do you?
You got an opinion?
Why do you need to use a helmet cam?
Hello.
I'll tell you one thing.
I'm using a helmet. You want to know why I'm using a helmet cam?
Been doing this in front of my house.
I'm using a helmet cam so that I can feel my way along the wall.
So you can feel your way along the wall.
That's what a peeping Tom does. So he can reach out and feel along
this
the
guy,
wall.
You know what? This guy is sick. He needs help.
Yeah, sure.
Because
I know. I
if
need
he's
help,
using it as a training
you beat
film,
my ass, you kick
you
my
use
ass.
It as a training film.
And you beat me up, and yeah.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that what you do? You beat me
you
up?
What, you know what? Hey, the thing is, to show a video of a woman sitting like a stevedore, as you call it.
Right.
You don't need to show that as a training film.
First thing you said was
okay.
I needed to get
There's
her
no
permission to
it.
Show it to her husband. That's the first thing you got wrong. The second thing you got wrong
okay.
was
then,
I'm not allowed to describe the stevedore position in a training film. Yes, I am.
No, you're not. What are you talking about?
No, you don't.
Yes, I. If she sits like
you
a stevedore.
You do not.
If she sits like a stevedore, yes, I do.
Why?
I beg your pardon?
Why?
Because that's got nothing to do with sex. That has to do with an attitude. Okay? If she's sitting like she's wiping sweat off of her neck, eating a cheese sandwich in the middle of a hot New York day, what are you talking about? What are you, boy, you guys don't know the law at all, do you? Neither one of you.
Okay, pal. Thanks very much for your call,
you know
sir.
What? The law,
our number
the law
is 1-800-521-KFI. Here is John. In Mission Viejo. Go ahead, John. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, I'm just want to let you know, as a Marine and as a cop, this guy is totally in the wrong here. Okay?
I'm in the wrong.
All right, this guy is breaking many laws by filming women in their own private homes, and as far as training, that's just an excuse. He is being no greater than any peeping Tom that is out there right now.
Do you know what a peeping Tom is? Do you know what a peeping Tom is?
Yes, I do. And if you were out there right now filming it, you're no greater than them. What about those people with cell phones looking up skirts, okay?
I don't know about that. Is that a training
video, okay?
Are they training?
What they said that.
Are they training?
No, they are not. How would I know if you're training? If I was to pull you aside and detain you for that, guess what? I would still confiscate that because that is not used for training material, okay?
I don't know what to do because you guys haven't been trained. I have. This is what we do in the Citizens Auxiliary
Police. By who?
We train ourselves because you guys haven't been trained in how to do this.
You train yourselves. Okay, you have no accreditation from any or any certification from any official force or any federal government source, correct?
Have you done the shoe shine? Have you done the shoe shine, yes or no?
What's the shoe shine?
Yes, I have.
You've done the shoe shine.
Yes, I have.
What's
and
a shoe?
Guess what?
What's the shoe shine?
This guy's not a cop.
It's just a term
you're not
we
a
use.
Cop. You're not a cop. You're not even a Marine. I don't think you got
really?
Out of middle
Oh, really? Oh, really?
You got out of middle school. I don't think you got out of middle school.
Really? Hey, guess what? Okay, you call me on my private number, and I'll tell you where I am. And guess what? You can see all my certificates showing what I am.
You'll show me
and
it
guess
all.
What?
I'll bet
you are more fake
okay,
than
look.
Anything out there. You're more fake than a mattress.
You're fake. You know what a shoe shine is? I made that up. Oh!
Okay,
really?
Look.
Really? Okay, then how come,
as
a Marine, I've been in long enough to know what shoe shine is. I know how to spit and shine anything. And as a cop, I know
I'm
how to spit and shine
when it comes to upskirt.
Do you even know what a corporate is?
Okay, well, what's going on here, Jay?
Yeah, I thought this guy was phony baloney, and I threw a phony term at him, and he
sure.
Did. You did.
Sure.
You did. You did.
Okay, so okay, sure.
Sir,
think
sir,
that.
Seriously, by the sound of your voice, are you 12? 12?
No,
this
I'm
man's,
not.
He sounds like a full-grown adult to me.
Well, you're not a police officer, are you?
Thank you.
No, but neither are you. This
yes,
gentleman
I am.
Is.
I am a member of the Orange County Sheriff's Department, sir. I'll have you
and
know
I'm
that.
I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I say... You have the sound of a guy that might be busting 15 cops.
But you know what? You don't know anything.
Really?
And secondly, just because you made up the term shoeshine...
I made up shoeshine. I didn't make up patent leather. And that's the upskirt code. Which they
How
don't
about
know
basket
about.
Weave, huh?
Basket weave? I know about that.
Yeah, do you know what that is?
Yeah,
then what is that?
I know what a basket weave is. It's when you arrest a black guy.
Oh, God.
Really? Basket weave is the term for the belt.
What? I don't know what cop department you
work
for.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
you
know
blew your mind
for.
Right there.
You know, Phil, this is taking
right.
us way off
so
topic.
Line,
well, of course it's taking us off topic.
Regardless of my voice, sir.
Yes, sir.
You are doing things that are totally morally wrong and not
well, morally
against
is not
the
your,
law.
Morally is not your province. Legal is your province, not moral. And I will tell you that as member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, how come that guy thanked me when I showed him his wife sitting there like a stevedore?
Oh, will you knock it off with the stevedore thing?
He probably just wanted to get you off of his lawn.
Exactly. Probably wanted to get rid of you.
Well, he could have taken a baseball bat and softened me up like half of these guys have been calling in.
Well, maybe that wasn't his thing. Maybe he was a little worried. Maybe
sir,
he was a little
if
concerned.
If you look through a window, whether with a camera or not, that is not correct in your way at all, especially as a training video you said. That is not
exactly.
to be used like that.
Exactly.
If you want to train someone, either are you trying to train from their point of view?
What if the lady called you up and said, thank God the man with a helmet cam was here because I was worried there was a real peeping Tom. Then what would you guys say? And you guys are millions of miles away having a donut. See? That's what you resent more than anything.
Oh, so now you're trying to stereotype cops.
So there you go again with the whole donut thing.
That's right. They're off having themselves a winch.
How about we just get back on topic and talk,
exactly.
right?
I got to take a break, but I think you made very good points, officer. Thank you. I got to take a break. Our number, 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534, Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. On the line with us here as we go into our final segment, and all of this other subterfuge and ridiculousness about who's a real cop and who isn't a real cop, Jay, you have a lot to prove, in my opinion. You're talking to this police officer about donuts, and you know what a shoe shine is, and you know what a basket weave is, and all these terms. Let's stick to the point. And the point is, you're breaking the law. 1-800-5201-KFI, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on our first summer edition of the KFI Sunday Morning News.
Is
anybody happy about the president's plan for Afghanistan? Why state lawmakers won't get payroll and why Frank McCourt won't make
payroll? Did you want to bring on the guy, his friend or whatever?
Which guy are we talking about?
Because news doesn't...
Oh, you said that he has...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A test on his
behalf.
I have this guy right here. Well, Indian Bingo and Casino is celebrating 25 years of...
He agrees with what he's doing.
Step in on your birthday this year and you'll receive slot play, a dining coupon, birthday cap, and a sweet treat. Visit SanManuel.com for details. When it's your birthday this year, get your party started at San Manuel. You must be 21 to enter casino. Please gamble responsibly.
Win your share of $250,000. San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino is giving away $10,000 every day from July 1st to the 25th. One San Manuel guest each day is going to win. It might be you. It's free to enter. For details, visit SanManuel.com. San Manuel, your place for $10,000 a day fun. You must be 21 to enter casino.
A bingo party so big, it's taken 25 years to plan. The San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino 25th Anniversary $1 Million Bingo Weekend. Saturday and Sunday, July 23rd and 24th. Buy your tickets in advance and save. Visit SanManuel.com for details. A $1 Million Bingo Weekend, and only at San Manuel. You must be 21 to enter casino.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, same-sex partners can now do it legally in New York. Speaking of, thousands of people going Greek this weekend. Traffic presented by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Problems in Arcadia.
On the 210 West, past Santa Anita Avenue, there's a crash block in the two right lanes. Traffic slow from Huntington Drive. In El Monte on the 10 East, it's going to be slow from Santa Anita Avenue to the 605. In Boyle Heights on the 5 North, it's going to be slow from 4th Street to Marengo Street. In Commerce, 710 South is slow from the 5 to Firestone Boulevard. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Simeon Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Hollywood, the 101 South is slow from Western Avenue to the 10. In downtown L.A., the 110 North is slow from the 10 to the 101. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Mirage Hotel and Casino. I'm David Penson.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. And if you're one of them, listen carefully here. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with these newer cars, you can't even tell if you need transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or your check engine light is on, there's only one place I would recommend. You got it, my friends at AAMCO. And for limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr., either one is fine, and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half of the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair, up to $100 off. Take care of it now or pay for it later. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO or log on right now to AAMCOSOCAL.com. That's AAMCO, AAMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time offer at participating centers only.
I am test driving a BMW 3 Series today after driving its top rivals.
Well, go to the head of the class.
Hey, it's Dave. Yeah, two tickets to tonight's game just fell in my lap.
That's a yes.
Hold on. Let's make this interesting. First come, first serve.
No, wait.
You better get here fast.
Wait, Dave.
Good luck.
In a 3 Series, I like my odds. Not only is it faster and more powerful than its top rivals, but it's more fuel efficient than ever, so there will be no stopping for gas. This is just too much fun.
Yes?
Dave, look out the window.
Looks like the winner has arrived.
Team up with a 3 Series at a BMW center today.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 328i sedan for $339 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Okay, think summer vacation. No, feel it. Sunshine, beach, San Diego, the Hotel Del Coronado, HotelDel.com, activities, the spa, Kidtopia. The Dell feels perfect. 800-HOTEL-DELL.
Ahoy, playmateys! The all-new Buccaneer Cold Water Play Area in Castle Park is coming soon. Beat the heat and save with an annual pass for just $35? That's piracy! Go to CastlePark.com today.
2-year lease requires credit check, identity verification, and blood sample.
Seems everything you buy comes with a catch, usually hidden in fine print. With HD Radio, there are no disclaimers. You get all the stations you've enjoyed for years, along with cool new ones you've never heard before. And I'll say this slowly. There's never a monthly subscription fee. And thankfully,
for 1 month only before we stick it to you in the long run.
No disclaimers.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Next hour, we have our news and information hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police has been with us, and we do appreciate the fact that you've been with us, Jay. We're going to get Mr. Santos back on the line. I appreciate you having been with us, sir, but you have heard an awful lot of very, I think you've heard some very good questions. I haven't heard you answer any of these questions in a sense that one would call legal.
I think you understand what it is we do, Mr. Henry. And
no, I know that you're a volunteer police agency.
No, sir, that makes it sound like a neighborhood watch. And
well, the guy asked you what body was the accrediting body, what agency licensed you. You hadn't had any. Do you have, by the way, this man, Mr. Turlock?
Yes, Bob Turlock, I have on the line right now.
This is the guy whose house...
Yes, sir.
This is the guy whose house you were...
Yeah, we were at the window, and we were checking the window frame as well as the curtains, and so happened we got a picture of his wife.
A picture? You got a whole video of her.
Let me get him. Bob? All right. This is Bob Turlock. Bob, Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, sir. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Was I at your home last week with...
Yes, yes.
Wait, all right, so I had my sub-commander?
Yes, you had Mr. Gleason and Mr.,
Elvis Newton?
Mr. Newton, right.
At that time, sir, what happened? You go ahead and tell Mr. Henry and his audience.
Well, I've heard what sounded like a rustling in the bushes. I came outside and I saw yourself, one of the sub-commanders. I saw Mr. Newton. At that point, I asked you what you were doing. And
what was I wearing?
You had looked like a bicycle helmet. And taped to it with scotch tape was a camera. You had on Bermuda shorts. You had wingtips. You had a blue armband.
That's correct.
And you had a bicycle helmet with a camera scotch taped to it. And then in the van I saw an elderly man wearing it looked like an admiral's hat or
that was Major Elvis Newton.
Yes, sir.
All right, I want to ask you a question, Mr. Turlock. This is Phil Hendry.
I don't answer any questions, only from Mr. Santos.
You have to ask me.
I can't talk directly to this man?
No, he doesn't trust the media.
Would you ask this man how it was that he came to see the videotape?
How did you see the videotape?
Well, I asked you what you were doing, and you said that there was video, and you wanted to show it to me. And we went into the house, and you showed me video of my wife, and she was sitting there as if she was playing dice, as if she was in a dice game.
So she was sitting with her hands on her knees and her knees spread.
Yes.
Was she naked?
Yes, she was naked.
And what did I say?
You said, how do you like that, huh? Or something along the lines of, imagine that. And I said,
So you were shocked?
Yes, I was.
And what did you say?
I said, thank you very much. I appreciate it deeply and forevermore.
And then I took my leave.
And you and the gentleman took your leave, yes.
Did I leave the tape with you?
Yes, you did, with instructions that if I were to show it to my wife, that you should get I should get your permission.
Okay, why?
Mr. Henry wants to know, why should you get my permission?
Because you own the rights to the tape, so I can look at it, and you said that was okay, but if I wanted to show it to anybody else, especially my wife, to get your permission.
Right. Okay, Mr. Henry?
That's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I don't even believe that guy's for real.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. He doesn't believe you're for real.
Well, it goes to show you, the media is full of idiots. Full, just brimming with idiots. The media is brimming with idiots.
Right.
Why does he feel that way?
Because I used to work at Channel 13.
He used to work at Channel 13.
Our number is 1-800-52... Ha, 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 isn't that funny?
You can laugh if you want.
Laugh if you want, funny man.
1-800-520-1KFI. I don't believe a word that man said. I don't believe any of that happened. I don't believe he's really the guy that you encountered that night. Here is Rebecca in Burbank on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Hey!
Hi.
Hey, so I've been hearing a lot of really good questions from everybody.
And I thought of one that hasn't been brought up that I'd just like to run by you real quick.
That's
all right.
Rebecca. Please do.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're not keeping... These women don't know that you're filming them, correct?
That I'm phoning them?
That you're filming, photoing, whatever
it is
that you're doing.
Photoing them. That I'm filming them? They do not know. No, ma'am.
Take it. What...
They do not know that.
No, they don't know. My wife didn't know it either.
All right, have Mr. Turlock be quiet. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And so you haven't gotten any photo releases from them or any of that? You don't know?
I got it from their husbands.
Right. I gave my release. My wife didn't have to.
Right. I got it from the husband.
Okay.
Okay?
And you're getting these releases before you're taking the footage or after you're taking the footage?
After. Is that right, Bob? After?
You got it afterward, right. He got it from me afterward,
Oh, no, it's not specific to this man, though I appreciate his feedback. It's just it's specific to any case of yours.
Pretty much afterwards, because if I try to get it beforehand, they'd tell me, no, I couldn't. See?
Right.
No, you know what? That makes sense. But here's, my only question is, you're able to talk to every single husband that's there, correct?
No, we are not. Most of the time, we can't talk to the husband, so we just go ahead and film the footage and leave.
Right.
Okay, well then... How do you know that you're not filming girls or women who appear to be a certain age but then aren't?
Well,
for instance,
we're not there for prurient purposes. We're there for a training film.
Right, that's what he explained to me.
But regardless, aren't you creating child pornography in the name of a training film?
Well, he got my 12-year-old daughter, but I realized it was a training film.
Your 12-year-old daughter?
Well, yeah, but it was a wait a minute, I'm talking to the guy.
You're not supposed to talk to him. Talk through me.
Tell him it was my 12-year-old daughter, but I didn't know.
He didn't know.
Didn't know what? It's a 12-year-old daughter.
Well, you know, Sam, we're not there for our jollies. We're there to defend the rights of mortal man against the enemy. And who is the enemy, Rebecca?
Sir, I had never said
who
please.
Is the
I
enemy?
Had never
I'll
said
tell you who the enemy
there,
is. The enemy is out there. And I'm
telling you. And I know that. And do you know what you must be feeling, too?
The night you
this
see me
really
with
sucks.
A helmet staring through the window is the night you say, boy, that guy wasn't kidding. He was telling the truth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
And your boyfriend, who is sitting there next to you right now and got you to call this show, put him on the line for a moment.
I don't have
put
a
him
boyfriend.
On the, you don't have a boyfriend?
No, she probably has a boyfriend.
You don't? I tell you, well, then,
no,
I'm,
sorry,
then
no.
I'm on my way over with my helmet.
All right. Quit being a smartass, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Thank you. So that's just my only question. I know you're not getting your jollies off of this. And you know what? The thing, too, is I know that you think that there's a real problem out there. And I know, and this sucks for you, that you're feeling like you're
being persecuted
doing something that's going to help people.
I know. It hurts.
And I bet a lot of people are closing the curtains on their windows tonight after hearing this.
Yes.
And I don't know whether it's because they don't want you looking in or somebody else looking in, but I think for you to think about,
I think you need to open those curtains
that they
up.
Have in the Marine Corps.
Rebecca,
hold on.
Leave
There's
your
a thing that they have in the Marine Corps
Rebecca,
called Good
leave your curtains wide open tonight, okay? Leave your curtains wide open tonight because we have a date with destiny. You, me.
Oh, shut up. Thank you very much. What was the saying they have in the Marine Corps, Rebecca?
It's good initiative, bad judgment. I appreciate the fact that he's trying to
okay, thanks so much.
Aren't you glad the hour's over?
Yes, I am. All right, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be back with our news and information hour coming up next on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, June 25th.
Made in the U.S. of A. Yeehaw. Southern California.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
KFI News.
On the hour.
On the half.
And all weekend long.
I'm Michael Crozier. The New York State Senate has passed a bill legalizing gay marriage. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo immediately signed it into law last night. There were celebrations in the street, most notably at the Stonewall Inn, which was considered the birthplace of the gay rights movement.
We'll put our outfits back on. I got a lovely dress to put back on, and we will hit City Hall and do it all over again.
1969, members of the gay community in New York rioted for several days after police raided the Stonewall Inn. The news is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. FBI officials say the tipster who led federal agents to the Santa Monica home of Boston mob boss Whitey Bulger and his girlfriend recognized the couple from a recent TV campaign. Officials say the tipster called the agency after she saw commercials asking people, particularly women, to be on the lookout for Bulger's girlfriend, Catherine Grieg. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, presented by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Problems in Arcadia.
On the 210 West, past Santa Anita Avenue, there's a crash blocking the two right lanes there. Traffic slow from Huntington Drive. If you're in El Monte, the 10 East is slow from Santa Anita Avenue to the 605. In Elysian Park, the 5 North is slow from the 110 to Stadium Way. And in Commerce, the 710 South is slow from the 5 to Firestone Boulevard. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Signe Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. If traveling out of Santa Monica on the 10 Eastbound, it's looking accident-free as you get through Mid-City into the downtown L.A. area. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
It is 3 weeks until the shutdown of the 405 over the Sepulveda Pass, and if you haven't already seen them, Caltrans is using highway information signs to warn drivers the mess that's going to happen may cause problems throughout the entire state.
We have signs posted as far north as almost to the Oregon border because we just want to be sure that everybody is aware of this closure.
Caltrans spokeswoman Judy Gish says the 405 closure next month is going to be, it will most likely cause traffic in the San Bernardino and Orange counties. Delays could spread throughout the state. Over 550,000 cars drive that 405 each weekend. Sepulveda Pass is going to close the weekend of July 15th while crews demolish the Mulholland Bridge. President Obama says high tech is the way to reignite American manufacturing. In his weekly media address, President says he has a plan that's going to merge the government, universities, and corporations.
I'm committed to working with members of both parties to cut our deficits and debt. But we can't simply cut our way to prosperity.
President recorded his weekly address yesterday at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. In the Republicans' weekly address, North Carolina Congresswoman Renee Elmer says they have a plan to reduce regulations and expand domestic energy production.
There are now 2.3 million more people looking for work than there were in the month when President Obama took office. Americans were promised the stimulus would keep unemployment below 8%. But it is now more than 9%.
Elmer says President Obama's handling of the economy isn't working out. And thousands of people have been heading to the 33rd annual Ventura County Greek Festival at Camarillo Airport.
We've got gyros, we've got lamb dinners, chicken dinners, souvlaki dinners, we've got lamb chops, which we call paedakia. We have Greek French fries, we have the loukoumades, we have baklava, and all kinds of Greek pastries.
Baklava. Father Gary Kiriakou of St. Demetrios Greek Orthodox Church says this year's event's going to benefit a new church building. It's going to be entertainment for the whole family. Bring them out. Well, not tonight, though. It just finished up for the evening, but it will pick up again tomorrow from 11 to 7. You can visit our website for information and a link for free admission, KFIAM640.com. Co-ed jails don't work, or just don't have sex. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. And if you're one of them, listen carefully here. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with these newer cars, you can't even tell if you need transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or your check engine light is on, there's only one place I would recommend. You got it, my friends at AAMCO. And for limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr., either one is fine, and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half of the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair, up to $100 off. Take care of it now or pay for it later. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO or log on right now to AAMCOSOCAL.com. That's AAMCO, AAMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time offer at participating centers only.
A person in Washington State who had sex while behind bars may be going to jail. How does that make sense? Danette Skelton pleaded guilty to having sex with a prisoner. Prosecutors say also that Skelton gave the guy a cell phone and home-cooked meals. She was probably visiting the prison. Skelton was a guard. Uh-huh. She was a guard at the prison where the guy has been doing time for burglary. She quit her job, and now she could go to jail for as long as a year herself. Southland weather from KFI. Some low clouds and fog moving into the Southland this evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Clear into sunny skies again tomorrow. Temperatures much like today. Mid-60s at the beaches. Mid-70s metro LA, Orange County. Around 80 in the valleys. Clear and hotter on Monday to start next week. Highs in the mid-80s. Right now in Fullerton, 68, Ladera Ranch, 60, Gardena, 64, Diamond Bar, 62 degrees. Get the latest news. Follow us at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And welcome back here every Saturday night until 10 o'clock, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. There's a place where some surfers went today that I don't want to go. In fact, if you go to the KFI website, and we have it on our website, we have it on our live streaming video of our show tonight, there is a video news feed clip of a shark jumping over surfers. I think this is from Friday, from yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't know where it's at.
I don't either. Although the ad is the Orlando Sentinel. Although they ain't got surf like that in Florida, do they? Anyway, we go through that. But here is the clip that we're showing on our video right now, on our video feed. It's a shark jumping. Now, I don't know how they know that's a shark.
You know, it don't look like a tuna or anything, man.
I guess that is a shark. Yeah, it's a shark that was leaping over 6 different surfers out there. The reason why I even was on the KFI website is I heard about some Greek festival, which, you know, I shouldn't be eating because I'm, you know.
Yeah, you're going to Canada and everything. You'll be eating more food than you've ever seen in your life because of the grease they have up there.
What do you mean the grease they have up there? Anyway, welcome to our program here, our News and Information Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. What does that mean, the grease?
Well, I don't, because of Canada.
Canada? It's called Canada.
Yeah, what are you saying? I'm a Canadian. They probably eat grease because it's cold.
Doesn't mean they eat more grease. I don't know what they eat to stay warm. But in any event, you're probably right. It's not the greatest country to go to if you want to lose weight. Nonetheless, that's where I'm headed out. I'm heading out tomorrow morning. I'm leaving for Toronto, and I will be getting there tomorrow evening, and then I will be spending a few days. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I haven't seen, these are cousins of mine that I haven't seen since I was like 11, you know.
Well, that's not possible.
Why?
Because that would be too many years for a human to live.
You know, I'm gonna smack you, man. Are you that stupid?
Well, what are you talking about?
47 years, okay, plus 11, 58. So it's a long time, but it's not impossible. Too many years for a human to live. 47 years. So the last time I saw them, they were like 11 and, or no, they were 15 and 18. Now, they're women in their 60s. So I'm going to, so I'm going up to Canada. And one of the reasons why it's happening is because everybody's basically dead except for the nieces and nephews. I mean, we're the cousins are left, you know. My parents are gone. Their parents are gone. My aunt and uncle. The grandparents, long gone. And the only ones that are left now are the cousins and the second cousins and stuff like that. So it's going to be really interesting, man. I mean, I haven't seen these guys, and I thought, and I got to, and you want to know something? You know, people, you can badmouth Facebook all you want. I'm not a big Facebook fan, but this is the whole thing happened because of Facebook.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think they go to Facebook so they get laid, you know. And well,
all right, you don't have to put it that way.
That's the reason why a lot of people go there.
That may be, but the fact is, because of fake. A lot of people go to Facebook to get laid. I didn't go over there for that. I went over there just because, you know, we have the Phil Hendry page over there, you know.
Yeah, well, there's no point in you mentioning. You got 5,000 people. Nobody can't squeeze any more in.
I'm not mentioning it for that. I'm mentioning it for the fact that that's why we were there in the first place. And I got a message from a lady who was the girlfriend of my cousin, and she said, "Are you the same guy that's the cousin of this guy?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Well, I'll be a son of a bee." No, she didn't say that, but she said, "Well, you know, fancy that." And she said, "Well, I'm his girlfriend, and we live here, and ain't that something?" And I go, "Wow." So gradually, you know.
Everybody just exchanged phone numbers, everything, huh?
Sort of like that, yeah. And that was, wow, that was a while ago, man. It was like before last Christmas. And so now I said to them, "Well, you know what?" Because they came out to Vegas last winter because they're golfers. They like to golf. And a lot of Canadians come out down to the desert, you know.
Well, they've got no place to golf up there.
They got a lot of places to golf up there.
How?
Because it doesn't snow all the time, man. They got a lot of places to golf up there.
Well, what's that one place you told me about?
Banff.
Spell that.
Don't worry about it, man. It's in spell that. B-A-M-F. It's in British Columbia. Banff, Whistler. They got a lot of golf courses. Anyway, so they come down here.
Yeah, because the golf courses up there suck.
I guess. But, no, they come down here when it's in the winter. And in any event, I couldn't get together with them then, but I said, I'll tell you what, it was impossible for us to hook up then. I said, but come the summer months when I get some time off, and here we are. So it's going to be a trip, and I'm really looking forward to it, although I do want to get back in time to enjoy a little California, you know, because I'm only taking a week off. And the 4th of July is, here's the other thing, man, and I know, Bud, you had questions about this. July the 1st is Canada Day.
Yeah, okay, now, see, that to me is suspicious.
What's suspicious about that? Because it's close to the 4th?
Yeah, it's like they're copying us or something.
They're not copying Jack Squat, okay? It happens to be whenever, well, I guess the Britain said to them, you can go away now, be a country, whatever. And
they didn't have to fight no revolution, I bet.
No, they didn't. Canada got scot-free from the British, real smooth, real beautiful, no big, no sweat, no fuss, no muss, you know?
Yeah, but they had to wait around and everything.
Well, they had to wait around, you know, I don't know. But the whole different vibe, a whole different vibe, you guys got to understand this, see? The Canadians got free of the British, but they're not, they weren't, there wasn't bad blood, see? You know, they were, oh, well, you know, everything's good, but we're going to be over here, you be over there, but we'll still put the Queen on our money, that kind of jazz, right? You know?
I don't understand that.
It wasn't a lot of bad blood. It wasn't a lot of we hate your guts kind of stuff. So that's why when you go up there, you see the Queen and all of this jazz. Down here, there was a lot of bad blood, and we don't ever want to see you again and get out of our lives, don't ever darken our towels again, all that stuff. And so it took us a while to, you know, warm back up to the British. So it's a different thing, you know.
Does that mean when you go up there, they're going to be probably think you suck because you're American?
There's a little bit of that. I wouldn't say there's a lot of it to the extent that it's really, really bad, but I guess there's some vibe up there that there's a vibe down here. You know, we all, it's just a, it's like brothers and sisters arguing. All right, so that's what's going to happen tomorrow, and I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, but I want to know about Canada Day and everything.
I just don't want to talk. I don't know about Canada Day, but the point, the reason why I brought that up is because Canada Day is on Friday, and that's the day I'm going to come home, and they were planning a big-ass barbecue, and I kind of am bummed that I'm going to miss that because that would be cool. But I want to come back here, you know, and get into the 4th of July weekend. So, I don't know.
You didn't stay for the 1st, what do they call it, the 1st of July or something?
No, they call it Canada Day.
That's how they call it?
Yes, Canada Day.
Why don't we call America Day?
Look it, guys, I don't know, okay? We call it the 4th, they call it Canada Day, all right? Theirs is the 1st, ours is the 4th, I don't know. All I'm telling you is, if I stay for the 1st, then I'm flying out on Saturday, and I have the KFI show on Saturday, and I don't want to be jumping off a plane and running to the studio and doing a radio show, man. I've lived too long, and I'm telling you right now, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but you've done that before. That'd be easy.
That's the whole reason why I don't want to do it. You understand? I don't want to get off a plane and run to a radio studio. I've done it before. It sucks. It means I'm prepping my show on an airplane. Forget it. Ain't going to happen. So I'm coming home on Friday. I got all the time in the world. I can kick back, get a cup of coffee, whatever the hell I want to do, and get into the Saturday the way I normally do, and then come Sunday and, you know, then the 4th. So it's all good. I ain't playing that. Not me. Not anymore, man.
Man, I don't know. You're getting soft, man.
Say that again.
Just seem you're getting soft.
I'm getting soft, huh? Soft how?
Yeah, you're just talking, man.
Butt out. How am I getting soft?
I don't know, man. It just seemed like the old day, man. You get off a plane and everything.
Let me tell you something. You want to test soft? Go ahead. Try me. Try me.
God, man, what's your problem?
Both of you guys are my problem.
All I said, man, is
I heard what you said. Soft, huh? Let me tell you something, man. I'm doing six shows a week, Jack. All you're doing is sitting there having whatever that stuff is. What is that, anyway?
Jujubes.
Jujubes?
Well, they're Flintstone vitamins, but they're like jujubes.
Oh. Is that how you get your vitamins, man, huh? You got the little kitty candy? Is that it?
Shut up.
Yeah, huh? All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry. Sorry, I didn't mean to include you folks in a little fighting here. Soft.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it, man. I'm just saying you're soft. I'm just saying, you know.
You ain't saying nothing. All right, our number is 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1KFI, and let's get into this story a little bit. A couple of goofy stories this week. That Southwest clown with the big fat mouth, and he was yammering on about the fat flight attendants, and he had this You know, this went out over air traffic control's frequency so that the air traffic control towers could hear it. The passengers didn't hear it, and the flight attendants did not necessarily hear it, but the guys in the air traffic control towers heard it, and that's how it essentially leaked out, this Southwest Airlines guy. And then the New York legislature passed the gay marriage bill, and we'll talk a little bit about that and what that means and get into some more stuff. Sharks jumping over surfers, sharks jumping Robert here.
I didn't mean it.
We'll be back. 1-800-520-1KFI, our news and information hour here on KFI AM 640, The Phil Henry Show, more stimulating talk radio.
The Jesus Christ Show. In the Bible, the things that were important to note about Joseph were the things that he did, not the things that he said. What a wonderful place to be, can you imagine? That the things you do speak so much about you that people don't quote you. They talk about the things you did.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks, like 2-for-1 tickets for any movie on Friday, like Disney Pixar's Cars 2. Visit VisaSignature.com to get your 2-for-1 tickets and use them for any movie of your choice on Friday, including the animated 3D adventure Cars 2 in theaters June 24th and rated G. One more way Visa Signature helps you go experience more. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back you already earn. Visit VisaSignature.com to take advantage of this offer to get 2-for-1 movie tickets. More people go with Visa. Limit 1 per card per month. Offer available for a limited time and while supplies last. Other restrictions may apply. Tickets must be purchased on a Friday with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card and used for the same Friday show. Go to VisaSignature.com for complete terms and conditions.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 9:30, a couple wannabe bombs are apparently left in a bookstore in Colorado, and a big rig driver broke, just not in time to keep from hitting the train. Whoa. Traffic presented by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Cartier is clearing up.
On the 210 West, past Santa Anita Avenue, that earlier crash has been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic is slow from Huntington Drive. In El Monte on the 10 East, it's slow from Santa Anita Avenue to the 605. In Elysian Park, 5 North is slow from the 110 to Stadium Way. In Commerce, the 710 South is going to be slow from the 5 to Firestone Boulevard. If traveling on the 405 North and South, it's looking wide open from Long Beach all the way through West L.A. into Sherman Oaks. And the 10 East and West is looking accident-free from Santa Monica through Mid-City into downtown L.A. KFI traffic is brought to you by Castle Park. I'm David Penson.
You're 30,000 feet up when pain explodes under your eye. Not my sinuses, you think. You close your eyes. 5 hours to go. We know how painful chronic sinusitis can be. That's why the Cedars-Sinai Sinus Center offers balloon sinuplasty, a new procedure that gently opens the sinus, restoring normal function. Schedule an appointment with California's most experienced doctors in balloon sinuplasty. Call Cedars-Sinai at 1-800-CEDARS-1.
Keep your family safe on the road. Check. Improve your gas mileage. Check. Extend the life of your tires. Check. How do you do it? It's easy. Just check it. Your tire pressure, that is. Keeping your tires properly inflated protects the environment, saves you money, and gives you peace of mind. So just check it, California.
Visit participating Circle K and Thrifty Food Mart locations for a tire inflation chart. Rules and restrictions apply. Sweepstakes ends July 31st. Sweepstakes and prize provided by partnering radio stations.
Okay, honey, I booked a great hotel on Expedia, and we got a $50 prepaid MasterCard gas card.
$50? Woohoo! See if the neighbors can beat that. $50 in gas! How you like that?
You should, hon.
Get a $50 prepaid MasterCard gas card when you book with your MasterCard during Expedia's My Summer is Better Than Your Summer Sale. Where you book matters. Expedia. Minimum stay required and subject to availability. Book by July 4th. Travel by August 31st. Terms and restrictions apply. See site for full details.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, a Volkswagen, a Mazda, a Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time and go visit Riverside Metro Auto Group. Their facilities are huge but smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks to go from dealer to dealer. You can easily walk into all five dealerships to check out all your options. They have the largest inventories of the hard-to-find models. Plus, with over 400 used cars to choose from, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Try their no-nonsense approach. Go to RiversideMetro.com, check out the exact car you want with all the options, click print and drive. There's your price. No haggling and worrying if you got the best possible deal. You know the price before you step into Riverside Metro Auto Group. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group family. Off the 91 freeway, Adams Street exit, go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com.
Businessman Associate. Puppies fraternize. What you'll be doing with your favorite artist is just chilling out, man.
Go to KFIAM640.com, keyword HOPE, to bid on a meet and greet with Barry Manilow in Las Vegas. Proceeds go to Play for Life in support of City of Hope Cancer Research.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-394-3356. 1-800-394-3356. 1-800-394-3356.
Tinfoil hats.
Mind control.
Paranormal investigations.
Chupacabra.
Coast to coast.
AM.
Tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. We thank Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police for being with us and for discussing with us his very unorthodox plan to eliminate peeping Toms by going window to window himself wearing a helmet cam, whatever that is. But when I heard that it was a bicycle helmet with a camera scotch taped to it, sounded pretty fly by night.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a good thought.
It ain't a good thought. It's not a good thought when a guy's going, when a guy's peeking in bedroom windows with a helmet with a camera scotch taped to it, that doesn't make him more legitimate. That makes the guy more of a freak.
Yeah, but at least he looks official.
Looks official. Officially what, nuts?
Yeah, but I mean, what do you think a cop would wear?
No cop's going door to window to window or door to door with a camera on his head. Don't even worry about it. All right. Couple of stories here. This is the big story, of course. Well, we thought it was a big story because it was significant in light of what we've been through here in California and what we're about to go through. And it is a sea change in the history of our country. The courts have recognized that the courts have recognized that gay people not only are no longer considered mentally ill, it is now a case whereby being called, for instance, gay in a slander suit, you're not going to necessarily win that. Being called a gay, being called, quote, queer, is not necessarily slanderous. And I only bring that up to sort of take note of the fact that there's this lot of cultural changes, you know, changes in latitudes, you know, that kind of, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah, Margaritaville.
Right. And so given that, you know, the country is rolling around. And I got to tell you, I love this country so much. I think highly of this country. I don't think that we're the brightest people on earth any given day. But I think over time, the democracy we've constructed always seems to find the right level. We always seem to find our way to the right side of an issue sooner or later, you know. And I think we're finding our way to the right side of this one. I don't think it's going to be the horror story that a lot of people think, man. I wish that people would back off with this. Oh, no. No, no.
Yeah, I think all the kids are going to turn gay.
Right, you know. No, no, not that. Anything but that. Anyway, with the forceful backing of a newly elect Democratic governor, the New York State Legislature gave final approval late Friday to a bill permitting same-sex marriage, enabling gay couples to head for the altar in late July. After sometimes emotional hour-long debate, the 62-member Republican-controlled Senate approved the measure, 33-29, Earlier in the evening, the Democrat-led assembly had amended its version of the bill to match the Senate's, which carried additional exemptions for religious organizations that do not want to acknowledge or extend benefits to gays who marry. That'd be something to look into. And by the way, it was Andrew Cuomo, who was the governor, who sort of brokered some of these things. You know, in other words, saying, well, okay, what's your problem? You're a religious organization, you're a religion, you're a, you know, you have an issue. Well, tell us what the issues are. Let's see if we can't talk about this. The governor, who made the issue a centerpiece of his election campaign last year, signed the bill just before midnight. It'll take effect in 30 days, making New York the sixth state and the most populous by far to permit same-sex marriage. What this state did today brings marriage equality to a new plane, Cuomo told reporters. We reached a new level of social justice. Outside the Senate chamber, many opponents sat on the floor and prayed aloud for the state. The decisive votes were cast by two Republicans, veteran Senator Stephen Saland of Poughkeepsie and Mark Grisanti, a freshman from Buffalo. I cannot legally, listen to what Grisanti said, I cannot legally come up with an argument against same-sex marriage. This is a Republican state senator. I cannot legally come up with an argument against same-sex marriage. I cannot deny a person, a human being, the same rights I have with my wife. Said Saland, I've defined doing the right thing as treating all persons with equality. Democratic Senator Thomas Duane, the first openly gay member of the Senate, spoke tearfully of his own experience and of his partner of many years. Marriage strengthens families. It will strengthen mine. Now, I don't know who it was. Doug Danger was on the show. Remember he was saying...
Yeah, he was saying that gay people are going to do marriage better, and then they're going to make the straights look stupid.
I think, and this is just my prediction, I think there'll be a lot of gay people getting married. But I don't think you're going to be able to take, I don't know how the social scientists do it. You know, I don't know what their method is, but however they do these things, and a real scientist is someone who wants the real data, it will take them a number of years, I think. But when the numbers are in, I think you will see similar rates to straight people in terms of divorce. I take that back. I think it'll be a little bit better.
Why?
Because... it being such a new thing for gay people, I think they may have a tendency to want to make it work. They may put a little bit extra into it. And so I think for the first few years, you may see a higher rate of success among gay people and straight people and staying married. But eventually, I think it's all going to kind of even out.
Do you say gay people are inferior then?
No, I'm not. If you listen to what I just said.
He didn't say that, man. He said it'd be the same. Yeah, but they should be superior to it.
You know something, man? I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Because, like you said, they've been away from it for so long.
No, man. I said, yeah, the initial thing, they may well be better. And then as it gets longer, you know, more and more into it, it'll probably just even out to the same as straight people. What is it with you, man? You think gay people are going to be like super married or something? It's going to be the same thing. But I'm glad it happened, you know.
How come it didn't happen in California?
Because California's voters voted to make it unconstitutional. So now we got a whole freaking thing here. You know? I mean, the guy said it. That guy in the California Supreme Court said it, and he said it very well. He said, when he talked to the people who were pro-gay marriage when they went before the Supreme Court, he said, oh, you mean you don't like how easy it is to change the Constitution in the state of California? And they said, yes. He said, well... take it up with the voters. I don't know what to tell you. And he was right. He was right. See, that's when a court is doing its job. That's when the Supreme Court's doing its job. We are here to look at the Supreme Court, to look at the Constitution of the state of California. All right? And is there anything unconstitutional here? No, this is an amendment. It's an amendment that was added to the Constitution in a legal way. It was voted on by the voters. You don't like the fact that voters could just add amendments willy-nilly? Well, that's how they do it in California. Is it a stupid idea? Probably. Is it a bad process? Yes. Is it asinine to the extreme? Probably, because you're just bam, bam, boom, boom, boom. You imagine adding amendments to the United States Constitution that way? Let's just vote on something today, huh? What's the mood of the country today? If we'd done that, man, we'd still have slavery. So... you know, the way we do it here is we go, there's a lot of levels you got to go through, man, to get an amendment on the United States Constitution. The state of California, hell, man, you know, what's your fancy, man? What's your pleasure? Go ahead. Boom, boom, boom. Add this, add that. And the Supreme Court said, you don't like it? Don't talk to me about it. Because the amendment is constitutional and it's legal. Now, if you want to go to the federal court, Yeah, the federal court to tell them it's wrong.
I don't know what the federal court will say, but I'm just telling you that a federal court might say, you know, federal, whatever the hell they call it, supremacy, California, you're nuts. All right, we'll be back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Now that we've beaten that into the ground, Hugo Chavez may die. Anybody care? No? Okay. The other story that we have are the Casey Anthony trial. Let's dig into that and find out just how screwy she is here in our News and Information Hour on this Saturday night, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Here's Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Officials in Colorado say two suspicious devices have been found inside a Borders bookstore at a mall near Denver. Discovery was made earlier today at the Colorado Mills Mall in Golden, Colorado, after police responded to a report of a break-in. Bomb squad was called to the scene. Details are still a little fuzzy, but the FBI says the crude devices caused minimal damage to a small area inside the store, so that means they may have ignited those devices. No one was injured, no arrests yet, but the FBI is investigating. The mall opened as usual today, but the bookstore was closed. A standout Indiana high school basketball player is fighting for his life after surviving the second plane crash of his life. Austin Hatch is in critical condition at a Northern Michigan hospital after last night's crash that killed his father and his stepmother, the 16-year-old and his pilot dad. Hatch survived a 2003 crash that killed Austin's mother and two siblings. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, presented by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Pomona's clearing up.
The 10 West at Fairplex, there's a crash that just got cleared over to the right shoulder. Traffic slows at Gary Avenue. In Elysian Park, the 5 North is slow from the 110 to Stadium Way. In Silver Lake, the 101 South is slow from Silver Lake Boulevard to the 110. Northbound side is slow from the 5 to the 110. And in Commerce, the 710 South is slow from the 5 to Firestone Boulevard. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Save Me Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Glendora, the 210 West is going to be slow from the 57 to Vernon. If you're traveling on the 10 East and West, it's looking like a smooth drive as you leave Santa Monica through Mid-City into downtown L.A. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Officials in Nevada say there's evidence the driver of a truck had applied his brakes before his big rig hit an Amtrak train. Investigators say they found skid marks at the railroad crossing.
We felt the impact, and then we looked on the window on the other side of the train, and it was just engulfed in flames.
The driver and at least one person on the train were killed. Officials say more bodies could be found in the wreckage. Nearly two dozen people were injured. 204 passengers, 14 crew members were on board the California Zephyr, which was on its way to the Bay Area from Chicago. The Sorhis River in North Dakota is nearing its peak after swamping about 4,000 homes in the town of Minot. Weather officials say the river's crest this weekend will be 2 feet lower than earlier projected. Many residents opened their doors to evacuees, so only a few hundred of the 11,000 people who left their homes near the river have used shelters. The Earth is in for a close call tomorrow morning with an asteroid. NASA discovered the 2011 MD asteroid earlier this week. It's 33 feet long, will come within about 7,500 miles of the Earth's surface over the southern Atlantic Ocean just about 6:30 Sunday morning. NASA says space rocks about this size, they come by about every 6 years. Earlier this year, a smaller one and a little asteroid made a closer pass at the planet, coming within 3,400 miles of the Earth's surface. Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Have you been thinking of finally completing your bachelor's degree or advancing your education with a master's or doctorate in psychology or business, or perhaps a Juris Doctor law degree? For over 30 years, California Southern University has provided quality distance education to busy parents and working professionals. Cal Southern offers accredited degrees all online, so you can complete all your courses from anywhere, anytime. Imagine earning the degree of your dreams without sitting in traffic driving to a classroom. You can study at your convenience or accelerate your program. You can even start by just taking a single course. Earn your accredited degree all online without taking on expensive student loans. Call now and ask about their low tuition and interest-free monthly payments and discover the Cal Southern difference at 800-884-5114. That's 800-884-5114. Again, that's 800-884-5114 or visit calsouthern.edu.
Low clouds, a little fog out there this morning tonight into tomorrow morning. Sunny skies again tomorrow during the day. Temperatures much like it was today. Highs around 80 degrees. Clear and hotter to start next week as well. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 66 degrees in Burbank. For breaking news sent right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
4 hours of excruciating back pain after vacuuming the living room. 3 visits to the chiropractor after a round of golf. 2 hours of rotating hot and cold packs after pushing the kids on the swing set. Given all the time you've spent trying to cope with the pain, what's a little LA traffic to relieve it?
If you've tried everything but can't rid yourself of searing back pain, schedule an appointment at the Cedars-Sinai Spine Center with a specialist Californians choose most. We offer minimally invasive alternatives to spinal fusion that preserve natural movement and can mean less pain and faster healing. Stop living in pain. Schedule an appointment with the most experienced spine physicians in the state. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 anytime. That's 1-800-CEDARS-1. Cedars-Sinai, leading the quest for health.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. And if you're one of them, listen carefully here. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with these newer cars, you can't even tell if you need transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or your check engine light is on, there's only one place I would recommend. You got it, my friends at AAMCO. And for a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. Either one is fine. And receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half of the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair, up to $100 off. Take care of it now or pay for it later. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO or log on right now to AAMCOSOCAL.com. That's AAMCO. AAMCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time offer at participating centers only.
KFI AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. I'm looking here at this Amtrak crash yesterday. It was yesterday morning, and it was the California Zephyr that was the one that was hit by this truck. I'm not a train freak, but I have ridden on trains because I like them. Some people look at you when you say, well, how did you get here? I took the train. Yeah, it's great. And so they think you're...
they probably think you've got trains in your garage and stuff.
Yeah, like you're some kind of a train freak, you know? No, I just took the train, man. I don't know, you know? I like seeing the sights. Is that weird? I wasn't in that much of a hurry. I don't know. And it is kind of a cool way to travel, but every now and again, man, trains have, you know...
Oh, I met a guy one time on a train. I said, how come you're on a train? The guy said, because I got in a plane crash, you know?
Yeah.
He was in a small plane. And I wonder if I got in a train crash, what are you going to do?
I guess you're driving a car, yeah, you know?
Yeah, drive a car.
You know, it's weird, man, because people get freaked out on airplanes, they get freaked out on trains, but you get into a car with a friend of yours, right? Now, there's nothing that recommends that friend as a great driver, necessarily. There's nothing that recommends your friend as somebody who's going to get you from point A to point B safely. There's nothing that, you know what I'm saying? So, in other words, like, I'll never forget getting off an airplane once, years ago, with my girlfriend. She was really nervous flying. And she was just nervous. I think it had been like a second or third flight ever in her life. And we'd gone to San Francisco. She was scared going up there. She was scared coming back. Now, as soon as we landed and we got in the car and she was driving, man, she's driving with one hand and combing her hair and she's grabbing, you know, and we're on a freeway. And I remember looking at this going, I ain't going to survive this, man.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. People be driving like they're putting their makeup on and everything.
Well, you know, not just like they're going to work, but you know, if she goes from like being petrified of the aircraft and what's going to happen. I mean, you've got a professional pilot sitting there and he's doing everything that he can to land this thing. You know, the Southwest Airways story notwithstanding, you know.
Yeah, but no, I mean, that guy's just giving an opinion, man. That don't mean he's not flying a plane good.
All right, I understand that. But, you know, we hear those stories. We think unprofessional, but... And she's all, you know, she's scared to death. Like most people who are afraid of flying, they're scared to death that the pilot, oh, God, what's going to happen? This, that. And then they get in their car to drive home, and they're driving with one hand, and they're scratching themselves with the other one, and they're reaching back for a Coke, and they're adjusting the mirror, and they're going like 90 miles an hour. And at that moment, I remember thinking, God, it struck me for the first time in my life. I'm more likely to die right now with her at the wheel than at any time of any airplane I've ever ridden on. So,
something to keep in mind.
Yes, something to keep in mind, bud. Absolutely. You know, as long as we're talking about that, I guess we could have gone to the... To me, it wasn't any great sweat. It was the story about this clown. Oh, by the way, how do you like Delta Airlines, man? Speaking of airlines.
I don't know what the big deal is.
You don't know what the big deal is, huh?
Uh-uh.
Let me explain to you what the big deal is, all right?
I mean, I'm not saying that that if it's bad, I agree. I just don't know what it is.
Let me explain to you. You want me to explain?
Yeah. They're being anti-Jewish and everything. You don't know that, man.
Hold on. No, I'll tell you. Hold on. See, Delta's getting away. This is how Delta gets away with it. Delta says, oh, well, guess what? We're flying to Saudi Arabia. Isn't that fantastic? We're going to go down there to the sand dune, man, and put on your turban, and it's going to be just a great thing. And we're partnering in with Saudi Arabian Airlines, and woo, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before you can travel to Saudi Arabia, you have to get a visa. Now, everybody needs a visa to enter a country, but most of us get our visas right there at immigration. When we fly, if I took a passport, like I'm going to Canada tomorrow, okay?
Right.
I fly to Canada, the man at immigration is going to look at me and he's going to say, you know, you're ugly, but what the hell? And he'll give me a visa, tourist visa. I don't know how long it's good for in Canada. Here in the States, whatever the hell it is, 6 months, something like that. Bang, you're in, right? In Saudi Arabia, you're not allowed to do that. In Saudi Arabia, you got to go to the consulate. You got to go to their embassy. You got to go through a big freaking deal to get a pass, to get a visa to go into Saudi Arabia because they're just so fantastic down there, man. They've got miles and miles of sand dunes and salt water. It's just a real treat. You know, so they can't let just anybody in there. I'm sure you understand.
All right.
So you got to go and get a visa. Now, if you walk up to the window and you're a Jew, that's where verboten Juden goes at the consulate. So Delta never gets their lily white hands dirty. Delta says, oh, well, gee, all we're doing is flying to Saudi Arabia. We didn't do nothing. So I see their press releases, and their press releases basically say this. You know, we don't discriminate against anybody. We let somebody else do it. That's what they're saying.
No, they didn't say that. They said they don't discriminate.
Right, but that's what they're saying, essentially. We don't discriminate against anybody. Oh, no, Delta, we never keep anyone off of our aircraft. No. What they are not saying is, no, we let the Saudi consulate do that. So the chicken wire is back there at the consulate. By the time they get to the Delta Airlines gate, everybody is a nice, squeaky, clean non-Jew. Everyone is either non-Israeli, non-Jew, they're Arab, they're clean, they're beautiful, they're Phil Hendry, ugly, Irish, American, that's what they want. Okay? So Delta can say, we didn't discriminate against anybody. We didn't keep any Jews from getting on the plane. What, did you know something about that? Now here's what you ask them, okay?
So in other words, they don't let no Jew on account of Saudi Arabia.
Right. You go to the Saudi consulate, takes care of it. You're not going to get a visa to get into Saudi Arabia if you're a Jew. So Saudi Arabia says, the Boten Juden, right? And the Jew slinks away. Now, what Jewish person would want to go to Saudi Arabia is anybody's guess. I'm not Jewish. I wouldn't go there on a bet. I don't know what they got down there, man, but they got a whole lot of nothing as far as I'm concerned. So let's just say that there's a Jewish guy that wants to get in. He can't get in. Okay, so now, here's what you ask Delta. You say to Delta Airlines, you say, well, let me ask you a question, Delta. Would you let a Jew on your plane? Well, I don't understand. What do you mean, Mr. Hendry? Well, I've just asked you a question. You're flying to Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Would you let a Jew on your plane? What does that mean? Would you? Of course we'd let a Jew on our plane. Okay. Oh, great. Okay. So you'd have a Jew on your plane. And, well, I mean, no. What do you mean, well, you mean? Well, we can't mess up our relationship. Aha! Can't mess up your relationship, can you? So suppose you as Delta, well, why would we want to do that? Absolutely. Why would you want to do that? I'm sorry I asked the question. Why would you want to let a dirty Jew on your plane? Because all that's going to do is mess up your business relationship with Saudi Arabian Airlines, Saudi Arabia, and the marvelousness that is Saudi Arabia, right? So if you know you got a dirty Jew on your plane, you're going to have to kick him off. However, that's bad publicity. Delta Airlines with a Nazi boot to the ass of a Jew. So what are you going to do? Well, it's good that Saudi Arabia's taking care of the problem for you. See, that's what makes it squeaky clean. That's what makes it something that Delta can live with. And Saudi Arabia knows the lay of the land. So they say, put it on us, because it's our country. We're the ones making the laws. You won't look bad. We're used to looking bad when it comes to this. Meanwhile, we've just gained a little bit of credibility. We've gained a little bit of substantiation, if you will. We got to deal with Delta Airlines, the noted, venerable American airline located there in Atlanta, Georgia. We all love all our blacks and Jews. I don't know anything about putting them on plane.
Well, man, you can't say that, man.
I mean, they're not keeping no Jew on. Look, they're doing business with an airline and with a country that don't let Jews in. You understand? Yeah, I know that, man, but it ain't like they're keeping them out. What do you mean? No, you're right. It's not like they're keeping them out. But Delta Airlines is simply, doing business with a country wherein Delta doesn't have to have Jews on their plane and they don't have to tell the Jew to get off. Saudi Arabia's doing it for them. So Delta's beautiful, and that's why they can honestly and with great veracity say, why, we don't discriminate. We didn't tell anybody. What are you talking about? We didn't do anything wrong. Did you tell a Jew? No, we never told any Jew to get off our plane, ever. Uh-huh. Well, you're right, because Saudi Arabia did that, right? Well, we have no idea, Mr. Henry. Well, let me ask you a question. You know that Saudi Arabia is keeping Jews out. You know that, right? Look, we have nothing to do with the internal policy of the thing and the thing and the thing and the thing. So you can't say, well, no, I know you don't have anything to do with it. I understand it, but I just wanted to ask you, do you know that Saudi Arabia keeps Jews out? We have not set the yeah. Don't want to answer the question, do you? Get a Delta Airlines guy on a show or something. I ain't going to do it because I don't want to get bored to tears listening to the horse crap. They got cats, man. They know how to spin, man. These guys could start, every time they throw up, it comes out gold, the way these guys are. But you get one guy, they say, hey, you don't carry Jews to Saudi Arabia, do you? Oh, Mr. Henry, we've never discriminated. I'm just asking you a question. You don't carry Jews to Saudi Arabia, do you, Delta Airlines? Are you trying to get us to... No, it's a simple question. You know the rules of Saudi Arabia. You know what they ask for. You know what they don't ask for. You know what their laws are. You don't carry any Jews. I guarantee you'll never get a straight answer.
Dad, you'd have to get a straight answer out of them. You got to answer it sooner or later.
They'll never answer it. Never. They'll never give you a straight answer. I just saw it. There was an article here. I don't know where the hell it was. Guy says, I still can't get a straight answer out of these jackasses. You want to know why, man? Because they are skilled at this kind of thing. We don't discriminate. Right. I know you don't discriminate, but the fact is you don't carry any Jews in it. You'll never get a straight answer out. All right, we'll be back here. I'm glad I wasted a lot of time on that. More airline stories. Southwest. I'd rather fly on Southwest with that guy harping on about what do you call them?
Flight attendants?
Flight attendants. Do you allow flight attendants who are overweight into Saudi Arabia? Mr. Henry, do you allow gay flight attendants? No, Mr. Henry, I can't answer that. I knew it. Southwest. The world-famous Phil Henry Show here every Saturday night until 10 p.m. on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on our first summer edition of the KFI Sunday Morning News. Bye. Is anybody happy about the president's plan for Afghanistan? Why state lawmakers won't get payroll and why Frank McCourt won't make payroll? Plus, the 9 news nuggets you need to know tomorrow morning starting at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
This is the sound of Jim's Chase Mortgage. This is the sound of Sean's Chase Mortgage.
Yes. Yes.
And this is the sound of Nancy's Chase Mortgage. That's because Chase checking customers can earn cash back on their mortgage. That's money to spend on whatever you want. A new lawnmower, a new grill for the backyard, even some new golf clubs.
Four! Oops.
Or maybe just lessons. Simply get a new Chase mortgage or refinance your loan and sign up for automatic payments to start getting cash back. Up to $500 annually for the life of the program, which could add up to thousands over time. Stop into a branch today or go to chase.com/mortgagecashback to learn more about our great rates and to find out how your mortgage can start paying you back. Mortgage cash back only from Chase. Chase, what matters.
All home lending products are subject to credit and property approval. A Chase personal checking account required with automatic mortgage payments. This program is not available in all states. Other restrictions and limitations may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 10 o'clock, SWAT team gets called out for a noise complaint, and a guy runs his car into a house, then takes off on foot. Traffic presented by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Problem in Azusa. It's probably not an Isuzu.
On the 210 West, it's slow from Citrus Avenue to Vernon. Eastbound side, it's going to be slow from Grand Avenue to the 57. In San Dimas, 57 North is slow from the 71 to Covina Boulevard. In Boyle Heights, 5 North is slow from the 10 to Main Street. In Silver Lake, 101 South is slow from Silver Lake Boulevard to the 110. Northbound side is slow from the 5 to the 110. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Save Me Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Monterey Park, 710 South is slow from the 10 to the 5. Northbound side is slow from Atlantic Boulevard to the 5. KFI traffic is brought to you by Castle Park. I'm David Penson.
Are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. For a quote or business opportunity, contact District Manager Alex Aldez at 714-835-7376.
Start your Vegas tomorrow, next weekend, or in a few hours at the Mirage with the Beatles' Love by Cirque du Soleil, a volcano out front and white tigers in the back. Vegas starts here. Book online at mirage.com.
I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series today, and I'm taking it as far as it goes. Single tank of gas, up to 32 miles per gallon highway. That is almost.
What is that truck down there? See that truck? There's a truck on Hollywood Boulevard right there.
Probably no music, and the car is 12 gig.
Who is that? Carmen.
Guitar solos.
You see the name of that truck?
Maps to line up some great stops on the way.
Carmen.
And it's got to eat. It's a direction straight from my laptop to the car.
Oh, really?
Or maybe it's a
fruit truck just pulled in front of me. Strawberry jam.
A beer thing or something.
And fuel safe. See, when you hit the brakes, the unused energy gets stored,
there?
Creating power without using fuel. Now, let's find some open road. I suggest you do the same. The test drive of the 5 Series today. Oh, here's a curve that I'd love to save some fuel on.
Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 528i sedan for $579 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Hi, this is Bill Carroll for Blue Text. Do you owe money to the IRS or the state? Not a good feeling, is it? You may not even know how much you owe them, especially if you had offshore accounts back in the 70s or the 80s. But Blue Tax can figure this out for you, one of the few firms that deals with just this. They can even tell you if the IRS is about to come after you. The process is completely confidential, and they can stop most legal action before it even starts. So call Blue Tax right now, 800-876-2002. They'll confront the IRS, and then you can go back to sleeping at night. Doesn't matter what you owe. Blue Tax can resolve most wage garnishments, too, before payday and stop most bank levies within 48 hours. Then they sit down and they work out a settlement, which in most cases is way less than what you owe. Their team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can resolve your case and stop most legal action against you. So make the free confidential call for details on your case. 800-876-2002. 800-876-2002. 800-876-2002. Or visit bluetax.com.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Ahoy, playmateys! The all-new Buccaneer Cove Water Play Area in Castle Park is coming soon! Beat the heat and save with an annual pass for just $35? That's piracy! Go to castlepark.com today!
Are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. For a quote or business opportunity, contact District Manager Michael DeDionis at 949-379-1120.
Brought to you by The Truth.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. Join us online at philhendryshow.com, too. We are there morning, noon, and night, 7 days a week. I'm going to Canada to visit relatives, no biggie, but we're going to keep a Canada travel diary because I haven't seen my cousin since the 60s. And
Warren's pretty hot
when she was 15, and never mind about that. And so we'll keep a travel diary there on the homepage of our website. You can also join us there with a backstage pass. You get thousands of hours of archives of our show, as well as our live streaming video of the show, as well as our daily podcast. And for a podcast of tonight's show, you can go to KFIAM640.com. Hugo Chavez is reportedly in critical condition after surgery. You know how these guys are, man. They're indestructible, though, you know.
Yeah, this they say he's pretty sick.
He may be sick. I don't even know at this point whether Castro's dead or not. I don't even know. Do you?
Uh-oh.
I don't. He could be. For I don't know. I think he's immortal. All these guys that we, with all due respect, all these guys that we sort of wish weren't around, they're still around. In this June 6, 2011, there's a photo here of Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez. He's attending a meeting with Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff at the Planalto Presidential Palace in Brasilia, Brazil. A prolonged silence by one of the world's most talkative leaders is fueling speculation about the health of Chavez, who has been in Cuba since undergoing surgery 2 weeks ago. Maybe those Cuban doctors really screwed him up. You know, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, what?
No, Michael Moore said, well, I'm not saying because it's Michael Moore, but he said that they got, like, health care and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure they got health care. I'm not even saying that it's bad health care. I'm just saying, he went to Cuba, he got surgery, now nobody's heard from him. For all I know, man, they're using him as bait up there, you know.
You think he's dead?
I don't know, man. Anyway, Venezuelan President... These commies and all of these countries that are closed societies, you don't know whether a guy's dead for years. You don't know whether he's living, he's dead, where he is. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is reportedly in critical condition after undergoing surgery in Havana, Cuba, unnamed U.S. intelligence sources told the El Nuevo Herald. Chavez is in critical condition, not grave, but critical. Whatever the difference is, I don't know.
Yeah.
The source told the newspaper, the Spanish-language sister publication of the Miami Herald. Officials say Chavez underwent surgery on June the 10th for a pelvic abscess. What the hell is that? Which is an accumulation of pus.
Man.
That can have various causes, including infection or surgical complications. Neither Chavez nor doctors treating him have disclosed what caused the abscess. Nobody has heard Chavez speak since he talked by telephone with Venezuelan state television on June 12th, saying he was quickly recovering from the surgery 2 days earlier. This reminds me of when I was a kid and there were still communists, you know, and they had the communist bloc. And this is how they figured whether a guy was dead or alive. They couldn't, nobody told him anything. They say, when's the last time a guy talked? You know?
What do you mean?
I mean, back in the day when the communist bloc was around and they had all these commies, you didn't know whether a guy was alive. Like, there was speculation for a long time whether Brezhnev, who was the last big, powerful leader of the Soviet Union, whether he was around. How do we know? Why? He hasn't talked. He hasn't given a speech. Is he dead? That's one indication. Yeah.
So, in other words, if it's like America, if you weren't on the air, if you took a week off and nobody said, they'd say you're dead.
Yeah, basically, yeah. If it was like that in here, well, Phil's not been on the air for a week. I wonder what, he must be dead. Yeah. Or, you know...
Or Phil did a rotten show the last 2 nights. He must be dead.
Right. Phil did a rotten show. Rotten show. In other news, the judge presiding over the trial of Florida mother Casey Anthony, charged with killing her 2-year-old daughter, unexpectedly recessed court Saturday, citing, quote, a legal issue. That's all he said, that halted a dozen testimonies that were to be heard from witnesses. Witnesses were lined up in the courthouse, ready to testify. But the judge, Judge Belvin Perry, who's become a superstar, man.
I like that guy.
I do, too. Judge Perry is beautiful. I love this guy. And he said there's a legal issue.
Mr. Baez.
He talks to Baez like he's a jackball.
I'm telling you, he talks to Jose Baez like he's a third grader.
Mr. Baez, move on, Mr. Baez.
Well, Judge, okay, if you'd like to bring that into court, but I will tell you right now, I'm going to work you all day Saturday. I'll tell you why. There was a judge by the name of Strickland who was going to be the judge of the Casey Anthony trial. This guy, Stan Strickland, I think his name was.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was the guy got cozy with a blogger. Baez found out about it. Baez moved to have him recuse himself, get rid of himself. You're not, you can't try this trial because you are now biased because you were talking to a blogger and you were involved with the media. And Strickland did. He said, I will grant your motion. He said, I think it's ironic coming from you. He got in a little bit of a shot. He said, but I will grant your motion. So he's gone. And Baez is feeling like he scored a big win. We got rid of that guy. Guess what you got now, Baez? You got Belvin Perry treating you like you're an idiot.
Yeah, he got even worse than that other guy, man.
Every time Baez sits down, Mr. Baez, I told you all last week, that whole back row, that whole back hallway could be yours. You could put all your files back there, but instead, you haven't brought your files in, have you, Mr. Baez? I mean, everything overruled. It looked like a real jackass. Anyway, we'll find out what this problem is. This legal issue, I sure hope it ain't something like Judge Perry is suddenly, he can't do the trial or something.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Said some legal issue. All right, we'll find out. They will resume on Monday. And we will resume a week from tonight right here on KFI AM 640 with our regular Saturday night show. We will be back with our national show on Tuesday, a week from Tuesday, following the 4th of July weekend. We're also available online all the time for you at philhendryshow.com. We have thousands of hours of archive material, a daily podcast over there, and of course our five-day video archive as well. And stay tuned to our news feed because we'll have our Toronto Diary and more there at philhenryshow.com. Coming up next is George Norrie and Coast to Coast AM here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, June 25th.
Good job, guys. Thank you so much.
Fight
see you next
the spread
week.
Of ignorance.
And thank you from El Pacifico.